Blog Talk Radio.
Let's see. And then from there,
I think somebody will challenge you. You know, like they said, there's always somebody out there for you. I'm going to open up these mics. I'm going to let everybody go ahead and say something. You know, and maybe down the future, maybe we'll see somebody go out there and just try to jump out there and say, nah, you ain't got that title no more. You was a has-been. You washed up like a piece of soap going down the drain. So I want to make sure we're going to see what's going to happen. We see stuff that go on. We see guys out there picking on the little guys, but they want to act like they're a bear all the time. So since you're a bear, come on here and tell me that you're a bear so everybody else can hear that you're a bear or you're a cub. Let us know. I want to hear who the real bears are, who the baddest are there. You know, whatever you say, 484, I got the baddest 484 call. Hey, go ahead, go for it. I got the baddest all steel or glass. Can anybody prove me wrong? That's how we're going to find out what we're going to have. So I'm going to open up this first mic, and I'll let the person tell me what he thinks. 516-7295, your mic is open.
Damn, Long Island, this is the first time I ever got my mic open so fast. I feel like I was the first one. But back to what you were saying, I think everybody's the baddest if they get out there and race. If they get out there and race and stop being scared, everybody can be the baddest. But ain't but one going to take the trophy home. You know?
Who's going to take the trophy home?
Ain't but one. Yeah. What's up, buddy? Ain't but one going to take the trophy home. I don't want to say who it's going to be because it might be me. Who the hell knows?
Give me somebody out there that you think need to be challenged. Just tell me somebody.
That need to be challenged?
Yeah, that need to be challenged.
I don't even know, be honest with you.
All right, then what you think is a bad, okay, I'm going to give you a little,
well,
I'm going to ask you a couple questions. The baddest small block car on the east, northeast, I'll say the northeast. Down all the way up to Maryland, who you would say?
You ain't got to go no further. I think it's fucking Andy Harris. And if anybody don't like that, they can just get in the ring because we'd be down in Gallant.
Ooh.
We'd be in Gallant. And I can talk for the car. That's the good part.
Okay.
So I'm saying what I'm saying.
I see Shona Holmes already said he challenged that already, so. You know, so we'll see
We're gonna try something with him. You know, what are you gonna do? He's shooting, we running more. You know.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I want to see anybody else say something.
I like to let Weeby Cooper give us a little back tie or shake or something. Try his ass too. You heard what I just said.
He's shooting.
Give us a little something. Weeby Cooper. We'll try that too while we're down there.
Okay.
I mean, that's a long ride to just have one race. You know what I'm saying? But hey.
You got a couple other ones out there now, too, that they're going to end up hearing that. They might want to try to challenge you, maybe they'll offer you something, too. So if you're out there,
make in other words, make the race right. Make the race right. We're racing for somebody. Make it right. That's all I'm going to say. And I said we. You heard me. I'm speaking French. Yes. We. White lightning.
So wait. So now listen, I'm going to be a devil advocate. So basically you call out, you saying anybody don't matter. Don't have to be somebody down. It can be anywhere from the northeast on down. Anywhere, anybody that want to try that day.
Well,
right,
you know, within reasons. I ain't gonna say. I mean, honestly, within reasons, any two cars can race.
Yeah.
I grew up that way. Any two cars can race. Make it right. You got to race. Okay. We ain't got nitrous. Make it right.
So you said we. I'm gonna just say this here. You said we now. We ain't got no friends though, right?
When it comes to racing, like I said, now we going down north against the south. So I like to keep this clean where we going to race the people from the south. We don't want to race people that are next door neighbor because we can do that anytime. So I'm gonna say that.
Okay,
but
I understand
anything
that,
subject
but
to change.
But listen, this is what I'm gonna say this here, like this. We can say racing down south, but if somebody decide they want to jump up and challenge. You don't mind chatting, go ahead and doing it, right or wrong?
No. I want my mother, if she was alive, if she's dead and gone, if she had a race car, go right on her ass. So you know how I feel.
Okay.
I'm being honest.
No,
I'm gonna
say
I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna sound like you now, Joe. I'm gonna keep it real.
No, I just, you know, my thing is honestly tell you this, 50. I like y'all style because y'all don't care about running certain things. You're going to try to do something.
No.
A lot of people say, oh, man, he ain't going to run nobody else. That man came out there, jumped out the water, didn't even care about how the money-wise, like, going crazy. And he didn't care.
I'm
coming down there already. I'm doing something.
It ain't about money. It's about racing and having fun.
I mean, you got to have something coming towards it, you know. But my whole thing is like these other guys. You got some people that turn around, oh, I ain't going to go out there and this. You got to have 20,000. Man, hell with that. Then if you lose, you ain't racing for the rest of the year. You're done.
Yeah, for the rest of the year.
You know what I'm saying? Have it the way you can afford whatever. But if you want to turn, don't get me wrong, if it came off, sure, you can run a whole bunch of people more. But if you turn around and lose, your ass is retired. So let's be real. That's how we got to keep that joke. Have fun with it. They get mad, and I stand on my words. You know that. If I say I'll say it to anybody. So I mean it. That's it. But Bad Mouth Crew, I know they on here. They listening. I'm going to make sure they going to tell us who they think is bad around there, too, because they sometimes got some bad mouths over there. And they be jumping all over.
Anything, Joe. A set of lips will say anything. A set of lips will say anything. Keep that in mind. Chat, set of lips will say anything. When you're on the premises and you're standing there side by side, it's a different story.
Might have your thumb in your mouth then, huh? Don't want to say that.
Oh, yeah. Thumb in your mouth or in your ass, one of the two. It's going to keep one or two places in your mouth or in your ass. That's for sure.
Man. But let me make sure I open this Bad Mouth Crew because I had to make him call him out here because he got challenged today and he backed out. He got scared.
What?
Yeah. Oh,
That don't sound right.
So my whole thing, I'm gonna definitely put it out there because Antoine got challenged by Dexter Curry on a cooking contest. Pork to pork or whatever he wanted to do. And I don't know what happened. He said he had the DJ Friday night. Guaranteed win, so he didn't take that one. So he was a little nervous. So he just really didn't. He didn't have a guaranteed win, so I'm open up his mic.
Uh-huh.
Antoine.
Uh-huh.
Tell him, Antoine, what happened. I want to know.
Hello, guys.
Huh?
What happened was, Dexter was talking his trash. Yes, he was. But I said I'm not going to entertain him because, I'm DJing. You know what I mean? When I'm cooking, I don't want to do two things at one time. It's either I'm DJing or I'm cooking or we just race. It's one of the three. But
I got to ask you something. That means you can't walk and chew bubblegum at the same time?
Damn right. You damn right. I can't snap my fingers and talk at the same time. You damn right.
Right, Alex, you heard it, right?
It's over.
Now,
he's
talking about that good
full
pork, and that man done turns around and challenged that man over here.
Hold on, Joe. Now, don't do that, okay? Don't do that. Because I think he was trying to do a brisket, which I haven't fully, got really good with the brisket. But if he said something about some pulled pork or something else, I might go dead to his ass while DJing. See, you try to show off, Joe, because we're on the show. But it's all good, though. Now, if he says,
listen, if
you
want me to
spin
the records, I'll
spin
the records. Don't worry about that.
Well, listen, if he says,
Hey, Joe, listen. If we say you were spinning the records, Joe, you were spinning the records.
Yeah,
that's what he said. So listen, I tell you what. If he does pulled pork or anything else, good. I'm cool with it. If he does brisket, I'll say Red Rock. I ain't fully ready for that brisket thing yet.
Hold on. Fat Albert, we got a couple DJs over here, too, so, don't think that we can't spin the curve table.
Okay. So we
right,
try
right.
Take,
don't make me bring out Grandmaster Nate.
Well, do what you got to do, then, Joe. do what you got to do, Joe. Do what you got to do, Joe.
Don't make me pull out Grandmaster Nate
phone,
and he come out.
My phone,
he don't,
my phone
he don't,
is DJ Weekend.
Hold up now. Is we spinning real records or we turn around and running off of the computer thing?
Now, however you want to do that. Now, I'm with all that smoke right there. That's how I grew up with two turntables and a microphone. That's how I grew up. So I'm with all that. It's however you want to do it. Now, how about that?
No, I'm just telling you. I'm just letting you know because I don't want to. I know how y'all got to have that sample stuff with the computer and pushing in. And then keep pushing the button, acting like you're scratching. They ain't scratching. And you're pushing that damn button.
Hold up now. See, Joe, there. You done messed up there, buddy. No, I don't do none of that fake stuff. I do all that real-time stuff. No, sir. I'm going to answer your question. Who do I think is the baddest around here? Or do you want to do around here or worldwide?
No, I ain't doing worldwide. And what let's just say what category? Like if you want to say Bigfoot does all steel, all glass or whatever, you can say
okay,
that.
Okay,
I'll say your
all
truck,
steel, all glass.
You know. You ain't gotta it don't have to
glass.
You can just tell me whatever you got and you can say, oh well, we got something that the baddest is. If y'all anywhere near that, y'all wanna try me with something. Let's go.
Hey, man, I got my truck is a penguin, man. It walks and quacks almost just this way and shakes just like a damn duck. I'm slow. So I ain't the baddest, but I'll try some people. I'll try some people. In my personal opinion, let me see, the baddest, I'm going to say down here, all steel glass, small block would be Surfer, hands down. Small block, period, would be Cannibal. I don't give a damn what nobody says. Fuck you, Mark Jackson. I said what the hell I just said. Yes, I did. Probably one of the bears for Big Block 484 we all know is King Kong. Hands down. Turbo would be Richard Wilson. Hands down. If you feel them froggy, there's the ones I named. Leap at them and see what happens to you.
All right, well, I got my category.
Well, go ahead with it.
Uh-oh.
The baddest small block band, and right now he's a big block. I say the baddest, well, you know, I think Salt and Pepper in the game, one of the baddest right now in the game. So I got to give respect when respect due because he done put in big work. He done knocked out cars that people say that guy said he was undefeated at the racetrack. He went down there.
You don't have to give a reason, Hassan. Just give.
Okay, okay.
No,
I'm saying.
Just in case
Antoine trying to jump a cloud there. That's why.
Okay.
You know,
hey,
sometimes you got to do that.
Never mind. Go ahead.
What you about to say, Antoine?
Nah. Well, tell me the reason why Salt and Pepper Duck Surfer. And since you want to talk so much, since he's the baddest small block, let's talk about it. Now, since you want to talk about it, your dad gonna lie. Go back to life. We told him one on a dime or two on 20. Now, don't talk me to death. Now, tell me why that was a holdup. And that's on Pro Side Joe Show, which is recorded live. Your daddy.
We all know Salt and Pepper's having problems at the time. Come on now. We all know that.
That wasn't the time Salt and Pepper had problems. So come on again, but go ahead. Proceed,
that's my
proceed,
story. That's my
proceed.
Story. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
And you're sticking to it. Okay, go ahead.
And I would say the baddest big block. I would say right now is I gotta give it to you. Talking about for this year, I say Illuminati.
Ain't that
I got to Illuminati. No, but hey, nobody haven't beat it yet, so I don't think nobody can beat it. So, you know, I like Illuminati over any car you throw out there right now. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Okay, I tell you what. Now watch this. You can't call yourself a bear if you're going to be on the 29 and you sit here to argue in defense of everybody on the 28.
Call Marquise Haddon with King Kong and tell him to lock horns with Illuminati there and see what happens.
It's a simple attire. Tell them come on 28. Listen, Tell him come on 28 and find out who's the bear, him or John Gotti. Watch what happens. And I'm going to bet with John Gotti every time and three times on Sunday. It'll never happen. That tire is stiffing, is stopping a lot of races with them.
No,
that's
listen,
why they're running. That's
whole.
Listen,
yeah,
let me finish.
He would want John Gotti, but John Gotti keeps talking about the tires, the 365
okay,
and all
okay,
this
now
stuff.
Okay,
John Gotti wants Illuminati to handicap their car. Come on, now you know what's going on.
Okay. Well, Hassan, answer this question for me then. Why are they running a car that light the boards? They lit the boards, and everybody say it never lit the boards. It's a lie. That car lit the board and showed a full pass on 275s. They're running Dustin Justice Swan. What you talking about? They run Little Country and Big Country. Now talk to me.
Come on, man. All right, why don't you get lit the board, but we in the grudge race. So what are you talking about?
Hold on, I'm going to stop you guys right there for a second. You know, that's what stopped Donye from running Little Country, because Little Country showed his time that time.
Correct.
And so I understand everybody up there thought he's stupid, but he messed a lot of people up. And just like, for example, once the name showed
on,
his
but
time.
Listen, the car, he did a private rental and posted the time on Instagram.
That's what I'm saying. But this is the whole thing. I'm just trying to say the same way when Mario did that against everybody. That killed a lot of people's stuff that ran out there before. So I understand a racer not racing a person that done show the times, because now you know exactly about where I'm at.
I mean,
and let's just be real. That's why I understand why I can understand nobody running another man. You run him, and then you come back to the game, and you think you're supposed to be able to play the game. No, I don't blame him. I don't blame nobody not to run, you know, because now everybody going to know that this guy beat him. Who going to go against him?
But, Joe, the reason Don Yates, they didn't show the time with that, but Don Yates knew that they were going that way. That's why he didn't.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
He told me they were going to show the time, so he ain't going to let you mess up my car.
Yeah, we're going
to crash race. He said, I'm not messing with y'all. And I'm going to tell you another thing. Down south, there was a lot of those guys up there turn around and race each other and will tell each other about what they went or whatever, and then they run you too. So you had to be careful with that. So that's why a lot of guys wouldn't run certain people down there. I'm just being real. That's what the whole deal is.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Now if that race – now, let me ask you a question. Now, I'll do a private bet with Antoine, if you want to do this, whatever. I'll do a private bet. If they do that shootout that King Kong be winning down south, that shootout,
he's not allowed to get in that
back.
Shootout because it's a 4A short shootout, so he can't get in it. So, so he can't get in it.
Who can't get in that shootout? Who can't get in that shootout?
Illuminati cannot get in there, Hassan. The motor.
He doesn't meet the steps. He's not on 28th,
Hold on. Somebody want to put a question out there, so I'm going to give you something right now. Let me open up his mic. 301-4533.
Nice.
The mic is open.
That would be nice.
What's up, Joe? What's up, fellas?
What's going
on,
Avon?
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
The question is, all right, we doing this, you doing your North versus South, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is North and what is South?
Honestly, Virginia really, it should be South, ain't it? Am I right?
South. But we part of the DMV, so that's
why
they consider
Virginia
the North.
Because of the DMV,
Yeah.
Now,
so it's Virginia
I'm not
going
to lie to you.
Up.
Now, tell me something. Now, this is what I look at it, okay? So this is what I'm going to say. I know a lot of guys say, if you don't live that close, we should have a certain distance. They don't, guys from Long Island, New York, or whatever, and they come down there and they run somebody from Maryland. That can be considered like a North versus South race too, basically. But we got some distance between us.
Cause,
am I right or wrong?
You know,
what do you think?
Yeah, that's what I was asking, because I locked in with people from New York, and if we on the same team, I don't want to race them. I want to race the South people there. Mm-hmm. Feel me?
Yep. No, so, I understand. I agree on you. But that's so, it. I say
just,
since we got far.
I was just curious about it.
Okay. Well, I was. Oh, shoot. Oh, I opened up another mic. I just happened to see it.
Hey, Avon.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question, Avon? I just want to hear from the horse's mouth. Now, the guy, Sean F. Holmes people, what's his name? The one got the turbo car?
Don't know. What is Robert?
No. The guy that be with Sean F. Holmes, the guy's turbo car.
His brother.
Okay.
His brother.
Yeah.
His brother. He said that he had called you out before and you didn't want no smoke with him. Is that true or not?
That's a lie.
Thank you. All right. This will make that clear. Thank you.
Oh, shoot. What? So that one
was. He never called me out. He never called me out. We was pitted side by side, and I asked him if he wanted to do something, and he said he was shaking down at Custom P's. He said, no, I just put it together. I'm shaking down. I said, all right. And I left him alone. But supposedly, you don't know who car it is. One minute it's his car, one minute it's showing up car. You know what I mean? And for the record, I ain't got nothing to do with showing up home. I'm not racing him. He bad punk out. He don't pay his punk outs. So that's the end of that.
All right. Enough said.
Oh. Ooh. Okay.
Put up and say whoa. Put up and say whoa.
And don't worry. It's a few more too. I got a whole list of them.
Hey, now. You know what? I wanted to put this out on the show, and I'm not gonna lie to you. When stuff like that goes, there's to be people like to be actually on that about that. Things got to be said. Things got to be done so you can turn around and have it like the deposit man. So, for example. I know there's a couple races that the guys already put their money up. Then I know there's a couple guys saying their word is good, right? Now, if you say your word
right.
is good, when you get to that gate and y'all say that y'all supposed to hand that money, ain't no no buts about it. Let's just say just like this. I walk up to Fat Albert, here's my money. We doing it. That's how it's supposed to be. Ain't no big deal. Now, that's what you guys agreed on coming there. Some people like to put it up ahead of time. And some people try to say, no, let's wait the week of. So, but if you turn around and say, well, if we can do, my word is good, your word is good. Now, and then they turn around and they go back on their word. That should be put out there. Because that's not
well,
a
I'm
game.
Telling you now, Joe, I agree 100% because from now on, they got to put some money up.
Yeah.
Hey,
I done heard
tonight,
stories
I,
and I heard
been
stories.
Quiet. I've been quiet. And I ain't been saying nothing. I ain't take a couple people punk outs because of some certain issues, like family issues and shit like that. But then you see them pumping their chest like, yeah, I ain't never pay no punk out, this and that. Yeah, nobody ain't take it because of family issues, you know what I'm saying? But don't pump your chest out like you didn't know. You know what I mean? So,
definitely a good report.
I drove places, went to tracks, we was supposed to be locked in, and the motherfucker never showed up, don't answer their phone or nothing. Come on, man. They got to do better.
Okay.
You waste my whole day of traveling. And, you know what I mean, we locked in on a Saturday. We was down Custom T and said, I'll race you tomorrow. I'm not coming tomorrow. Well, I locked the whole pot in, and we'll race tomorrow. I said, all right, lock. I come, and then we working on the car. What, I supposed to sit there all day? So I sit there all day, and he stopped answering his phone. Man, they gotta do better. I'm not doing that no more for nobody. If they ain't put the money up. Don't even come to me. It don't even matter.
Well, you 100% right. That's
Joe,
why.
You know,
that's why I tell
you know,
everybody
Joe,
needs to get it.
Joe, it happened to me going to going up the road too. I ain't gonna sit here and sugarcoat it. Abner going up the road. People car broke, I ain't getting nothing. But it's will be your words will be bond. Okay.
Now, you talking about up the road up by us?
Yeah. And and then what we do, Joe, didn't we come up there with, didn't I walk with you looking for races?
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
You know, man, it's a lot of cars that just, you know what I mean, don't stand behind their word.
Now, I'm gonna tell you something that happened, and I can tell you straight out. I'll vouch for somebody that their word was good.
Yeah, I used to have hold on, yes.
When they vouch for the person, and I'm just gonna be real about it, I did the vouching, and I backed him on it. Don't worry about it. If he says it's true, he gonna run you. And I did it. And his man came back to me and said, man, that dude now said he don't want to run after he done seen my pass. They had a shakedown or whatever, and they get to go. But since I vouched for the man, I had to pay that man. I had to pay for it. Because if you co-sign for somebody, I don't care. You better damn well pay that deposit because you're just as bad as that person is. So I co-signed
right
for that one,
that.
But there'd be a lot of people out there that won't, you know, stand up on their word. They'll talk that junk, you know, or they do. But I'm saying if I vouch for somebody, and there's been plenty of times that I know certain people that I will vouch for because I know they're good for it, and they'll give me my money right back there, right there, you know, and I'll say the word is word, and that's it. But you got certain people that you can't vouch for.
Hey, you gotta watch what they say anyway. So you got certain people you gotta watch what they say.
Yeah,
hey, Joe,
to piggyback what Avon
was saying, right? That's, you know, things like this is really messing up the grudge game. That's why a lot of races don't be happening, and a lot of people be trying to get these two guys to lock in. And these guys, in the whole time, it's like behind the scene. You know, some races don't even expose the person. They just say to themselves, you know what, I'm just not fucking with them no more. I'm not locking in with them no more. So sometimes we don't know what's going on behind the scene, but we would love to see two cars race. But because situations like that, dudes don't want to pay their punk out money. Guys travel for no reason, trying to go off their word of mouth. And guys just cut them off like, listen, I don't even fuck with them guys no more. And the only way you know, because when you're at the track and you go to them, like if I go to Avon, I'm like, this is a prime example. This ain't true. This is just an example. And I say, Avon, why don't you go ahead and run Jason? Or, no, I ain't fucking with Jason. Jason don't know how to pay punk out. And Jason don't know how to pay his punk out, and I ain't fucking with him no more. Well, I mean, a guy's in there once he y'all racing. It ain't happening. Dead issue. You know what I'm saying? So, but they don't go in there and talk about it. Leave it alone. So
no,
we got to clean that up.
Well, in the grudge game, okay, you got a lot of mouths out there talking about they want to run. They'll do this, they'll do that, I'm ready. Now, if you got some guy that's study out their mouth and trying to lock somebody in and or lock a couple people in, say lock, and then back out of that deposit, that's bad for the game because now we don't know who it was or whatever. You know, you might do the same thing. And sometimes you'd be surprised the people that turn around and that you be saying, nah, not him. I know he paid. And that's not good. I understand that 100%. So sometimes we're going to have to put it out there. And it is what it is. I mean, the next curse won't get burnt. That's how it's going to have to be.
I put all of them out there. I don't care less. I put them all out there. It don't matter to me.
Hey, one.
You want to put them out there?
Shit,
we know.
Patrick at the last North versus South. We just got burnt by him with Bam Bam. They were locked in, so it's come off the damn trail, but he never got paid his punk money, ever.
Okay, so hold on. So what we'll do right now, we'll call it out right now, so we know how you got to turn around. Make sure the next time the next person can't get burned, your word of mouth means nothing. You have to turn around and have a deposit, man. Am I right, Fat Al?
Yeah.
You're better off putting it out there, and then at least you know you got to have a deposit, man. Word of mouth is no good. Until you go and pay that off, your word of mouth is no good. So if you want to go ahead and put it out there, go ahead. You can do it. That's the only way we're going to have to start straightening these guys out. And maybe sometimes, I hate to say it, it's almost like in Texas, how, let's just say, you ever see the father that's not paying child support, and they turn around and put his name up on the TV, they show his face and everything, but not paying child support, and it don't come down until he pays it? That's why you see child support getting paid out down in Texas, because their face is out there and they want to be shamed, so they're going to end up paying it, and they know they were supposed to pay it in the first place. So grudge racing
wow.
should be the same way then. I'm just being
shit,
dead serious,
Joe,
with you.
I had a guy that I was locked in at Custom T, right? His trailer broke, so he still raced the other person before me, and they said the car was broke. Hmm. But the car wasn't broke, right? The car wasn't broke. He wasn't getting down the track. So I said, look, man.
So did y'all have a brake clause? Just tell me, did he have a brake clause?
No.
So then
he's
supposed to pay.
No.
And you got to pay.
All right, listen. This is what I told him. I said, look. I said, man, look. We had two on five or better. I said, look, give me $100 since your trailer broke. You know, he said, all right, and got in the truck and left. Never even
no.
gave me $100.
Damn.
That's Golden Child
Damn.
Right there. That's one. That's one
Damn.
Right there, Golden
Damn.
Child.
Hmm.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Sure enough, Holmes never showed up. I can't think of his name. Dwight, be with Jason. Me and him is the one that locked in for Custom Tees on, I mean, Buzz Creek.
No, Dwight, I know you're talking about. Okay.
He stopped answering the phone. Look, I got lists at home, and I'm not home, but I got a whole list. I go through all of them because I care less. And don't care to race. It ain't about
yep.
the money. You waste my time. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I could have
yep.
locked somebody else in. When I go to the track, I want to race at least 7 to 8 times. I don't care who it is. I get spots. I receive spots. I race. You know what I mean? As long as the race makes sense, I'll try. You know what I mean? But don't lock me in and stop me from racing somebody else or send me all the way down there for nothing. Come on, man. That's crazy.
No, you make a sense there. Definitely ain't no doubt about
because
that. Now,
surely,
you got to raise. Don't you got to raise
about the money?
Now tell me something. Don't you got to raise locked in North versus South?
I got two up.
Okay, you want to tell
I
us the two?
Sammy,
cause I
got me and Sammy, and I got Gordo. Me and Gordo off the trailer, and me and Sammy next.
Okay, because those are not put out there yet, y'all. I don't think that's out there.
Yeah, that's
neither one of those races
on,
out there.
It's on Pro Stock Joe's thing.
Yeah, I mean, I just like I tell you ahead of time, until I know, like I tell everybody, until I know that it went into a DP man hand or something like that, I don't want to put it out there because I let everybody know this right now. I'm not putting it out there because. Everybody gets mad. Why didn't you put me out there? It falls back on me. If you turn around and you get up there and do what he just said and don't run, the first thing, they don't look at the guy that actually sniffing the guy. They look at the promoter. Oh, see, that was gate hustling. Meanwhile, it wasn't gate hustling. It was the person over there playing games and ain't locked no money in. So,
correct.
So you got to turn around and Fat Albert or whatever, anybody come out there and they say, we is good officially. Everything is there. I got no problem putting it out there. I didn't even put down. There's a lot more races that I didn't put down. I just went, if I don't know the particulars and I don't know for sure that the money's up, I don't want to turn around and say the same thing just happened to you, like you came all the way out there. People are going to come. Well, I thought that, you know, Avon supposed to be running this one. I thought Avon supposed to be running that one. Well, Sammy supposed to be running it. And then something happens. The first thing everybody goes, you know. They don't look at them. They don't say nothing about them. They say the promoter.
Hey, Joe, you think they should bring a rule to the grudge for people that don't pay they punk out some stuff? You think it should be a rule that they should?
No,
start,
I think they should.
No?
I think they listen. I'm being real. I think they should be. Actually, everybody should know when somebody gets ready to say something. Say, wait, did you ever pay what's his name? Did you? And it's almost like shames them that they're gonna pay the person, but sooner or later somebody gonna get. He goes like, man, let me just give this guy the money and get it over with. Be done with it.
Right.
You know?
I mean,
that's
it
all.
Ain't even about the money. What if you'd have just, like, the one thing, we was locked in, 500. You know what I mean? He could have said, yo, I ain't got the whole 500. You know what I mean? Can we work something out? You know what I mean? Don't waste my time and gas to come all the way down there for nothing. Come on, man. For real? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I could have been playing with my wife or something. Took my wife out to eat or something.
Hold on, I saw I open up some of these mics because everybody was trying to jump in this thing there. Let me make sure I open this mic up. 347-1310, your mic is open.
I didn't lock in with Avon.
Huh?
I didn't lock in with Avon. I have no money up with him.
Oh, that Sammy?
Yeah. That's Sammy. Sammy, you crazy, Sammy.
No, Sammy, I was just saying, I never even heard that one. And until I hear something, you know me, because I'm not going to lie to you, I heard something. I'm going to give you a prime example. Somebody said they weren't locked in and was locked in. Somebody said they were locked in on Pro Stock Joe and they showed it up. So now somebody said they're not locked in Pro Stock Joe's show. So if the money didn't change hands, you know, some people saying it ain't a race. Now, I just had a discussion with somebody saying the same thing. But me, myself, if I talk to Sammy and Sammy talks to me, knowing Sammy, I say, Sammy, you want to run? We run for something more like $500 or $1,000, whatever. Okay. He said lock, and I say lock. We take each other's word. We really ain't even got to do. When we get to the track, we give the money to somebody. Here, you want to hold it?
I
hold it, and that's it.
That's how me and Avon are. I hope that's how Avon is.
No. I'm just saying, but that's how that's how it's supposed to go. Me and Buck locked on. When I ran Buck down there, I locked in Buck, and it was word of mouth. It was no money there. But, hey, when I lost, I came over there and went right to Buck and gave him his money. It was no big deal. He said, who you want to hold the money? I said, you can hold your own money. It's no big deal. When I came back, I pulled up to him. I said, yo, I just want to shut the car off. I'm going to ride it over here. I'll be right back. I'll give you money. I want to park the car, come right back over to him, gave him his money. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I just said, I'd like to get another shot. That was all I asked for. You know, and that's it. We talked. We laughed about it. He showed me his car. And I'm going to tell you the honest truth. Everybody out there want to say something, but Buck's motor was hurt. He showed me the oil pressure. He actually revved on it. I told him maybe your oil filter collapsed on you. Whatever he did, you know, he definitely went out there, tried different gauges and everything. He said, oh, you know, he won. He was a better man. But, you know, but he hurt the motor on the next one. That's being truthful. I got nothing to lie about it. It happened. But
Joe,
I lost.
Say
shook his hand, and that was
I
it.
Wanna say
we move on.
Manager. I want to say something to the manager. I want to say something to that manager. The manager. Man, I was listening earlier. Let me say it in a nice way. He was talking out of where the sun don't shine.
All right, what you talking about? Go ahead. Finish talking,
Sam. I have to agree with what's his name, that weak bitch, Antoine.
Fuck you, Sam, Samantha. Fuck you.
You call Antoine weak
bitch. Damn it, what did you agree with? Go ahead. I mean, that 29s and that 2, 3, 15 and 28 shit.
Everybody got their own opinion, so.
Fat Albert, stay out of it.
Go ahead.
Hold up. Fat Albert, you're putting a 275 on your car?
Yes.
Would you run a big time, would you run a 315 car? Heads up?
Depends on what car it is.
Thank you.
But see, this is where it goes. You take a 315 tire, and you put a 14-inch or 15-inch fucking rim on that motherfucker, you got a big tire all the way around. It's what it is. It stretched that bitch out. You got a big tire on there. That's why a lot of people are complaining, and they're sitting on Post by Joe show. And I understand. But, I mean, it is what it is. You compare apples to oranges.
Antoine, another thing.
Yeah.
Now, the manager was saying that Luminati will run everybody over and the shootouts that King Kong be running.
Of course.
He should be running all of them over. He should be running them all over.
He wouldn't be allowed to get in that shootout just because it's not a 484. So he wouldn't allow it. They wouldn't even allow him to get in it.
It's not a 484 and it's not a 28. But I'm saying,
right?
If he was allowed in it, he should be running all of them over. But now if he
hell
go to pro, if he go to pro 275 no time, and he puts a 275, he'll be getting run over. He'll be not run over, but he'd be competing.
Y'all don't know the reason why he put that 315 on. And the reason is
because
he wanted to run.
He
wanted to run big tire. He wanted to run big tire Willie Boss and the 20. So he put himself in the middle to run both. Now, he's giving out spots for the guys that's on 275. He's giving out spots.
Yeah.
So that was the reason why they built the car.
He gave me the back tire.
So
I go on.
I don't know, but I'm just. I'm just saying, that's why they put the 315.
Hold on, you guys. Let me make sure I open some of these mics because everybody's trying to jump on these right away.
Understand.
4219, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe? You ain't pushing snow today?
What's going on? What's on, Joe? Huh?
Why ain't you pushing snow?
What did you say?
I thought it snowed in New York.
Yeah, it did. I'm done now.
Is that the baddest man? The baddest small block in the DMV?
That's Jason Gray. That's Jason Gray. Wah-wah.
Jason Gray.
What the hell are you talking about?
You sound just like him when you came on a live feed.
Go play on 95.
Who's that? Jeff.
Go play on 95. JJ, don't go there. I want to tell the people who you duck, so don't do that.
Ooh,
what's the problem?
Oh, what are you saying? Who
I
you
said,
duck?
Don't go there, but I don't want to tell the people who you duck.
I don't
tell
duck nobody.
Duck. Go ahead.
Yeah, tell them who you duck.
What? Oh.
And
here we
go. Here we go.
You ducked Keenan. Yes, you did.
He beat the shit out of Keenan. What are you talking about?
I got Keenan's money in my pocket.
Okay, well.
Get some more. Stop that now. You just done, though. So you lost that one, what you just said.
Hey, Jay.
How you gonna let this man be the instigator of the damn talk show, man? How you gonna let this man be the instigator who don't know Brunt's man? Come on, man.
You know, wait. I'll let him go ahead and say what he wants to say, but, you know, Hassan, how you get on that mic in here? I ain't even open your mic up. I think it's over.
You
are
right.
He called Fan Over there.
Listen, my security walked me through the VIP. I'm good. Back on mute.
Long Island. Hey, that motherfucker riding in the truck with Fat Albert. That bitch in the back.
No, I rode in a brand new BMW, the new Lexus.
Long Island, listen to what he's saying. He's going to be right in that passenger seat coming north versus out one more time when Fat Albert ran out of gas. It's going to be another time.
Guess what? When I came to the track, we drove up to Badmouth Crew, and we got the call the music blast.
Listen to him. He said we.
And forgot to cut the car off. Fat Albert. Is that the time you forgot to cut the car off? And it ran out of gas. God, dog, a brand new Lexus. Damn.
Ran out of gas.
Pulled up the
been running all day long.
When that happened.
And Long Island, all you seen is these $20,000 sunglasses just glistening at you when Fat Albert walked out the car. That's all you seen. That's all you see with these $20,000 sunglasses. But look at this.
And forgot to cut the car off and let it run out of gas. Let it run all day, all day.
God,
how many hours was it, Fat Albert?
How
many hours?
Hey, Joe, have you ever seen a TV in the car showing racing and stuff? That's Fat Albert car.
Okay.
Hey, Hassan. Hassan, did you and Fat Albert share a room? Did you all share a room down there?
Say what? Well, let me ask you a question. Is your son sharing room with Ricky Fox?
Here we go.
Oh boy, here we go.
You want to talk about sharing rooms? Let's share rooms for real.
Well, share rooms.
Here we go.
You showed up the track in his car. I thought maybe you all got up together, had breakfast, and came to the track.
I just want to know if you're going to share a room with no roof. That's all I want to know.
I'm going to share a room with whoever wants to share a room with.
Well, we're going to try to get Ricky Fox on the phone and see can y'all share a room at North vs. South then.
That's too early. I got things going on.
All right, well, okay. All right, then. All right, we're back with you.
I didn't bring it up. You brought it up. But I'm gonna tell
you what, Long Island, kick the instigator, put him on mute. Put him on mute.
Now he can say that. I used to like Hassan. I thought Hassan was on my side, but now I know what.
I didn't want your side. I didn't want your side. You went against me. You went against me, man. You know,
hey,
you all know when you
hey, Jeff, he's on everybody's side.
Hey, JJ, I roll with y'all. You already know. You know how I feel about
y'all.
Hey,
Jeff, he's just like a damn stone, goddammit. He's going on one side. If somebody pull him on that side, somebody pull him again, he's going that side. He's going right around in the triangle, right in the Lamb Love triangle.
Good God.
Damn G-string.
hey, Joe.
Yeah.
But to get back on this subject, that's what's wrong with grudge racing. Nobody sticks to the word. What I'm getting at this, I've been grudge racing a long time, right? I've done been to Florida and run them goddamn old jacks with 10,000. I've been already to Alabama, Georgia. I've raced Stevie Fast. I've raced fucking Schuller. I've raced everybody. I have never yet put up a DP. I have never yet set my money nowhere. If I can't trust you, I ain't fucking run you. I mean, I ran in Florida for 10,000, and nobody held the money till the race was won. When I just raced Bowser for 6,000, and nobody had no money. We're no DP, man. If you can't be a man and pay me when I whip you, and I'll pay you when you whip me, I don't need to fuck with you. You just got to know who you're fucking with. So I ain't got to chase nobody around for $500 DP. Only one person never paid me a DP, and Joe, you vouched for it, and you paid me.
Yeah.
Who was
yep.
it?
Yep.
That was
yep.
the only person. But I mean, I've been all across the country. I ain't never been ripped off yet. I mean, I've raced, you know, Baden's Daddy. I raced Jason X, Rock. I raced all of them. Fucking Phil Shore, fucking Mark Hayes. You name it, I've
hey.
Raced the motherfucker. Doe Jack.
Hey,
all of them. I ain't never had to put on a game. Yeah.
Jeff, that's the difference.
Yes, sir.
You race with real dudes that stand behind their word.
That's what I'm saying. This whole grudge game got to get to that point. Bunch of flim-flammers trying to cheat you back $200, $300. It's terrible.
Jeff named all the old school OG grudge races. The new ones are the
I'm
fucked
old.
Up ones.
Yeah.
Hey.
The one, hey, look, when you run for $400 or $500, they're the ones that fuck you out of money. You run for $5,000 or $10,000, $15,000, they're the ones that stand up. So I don't get it.
Yeah. Hey, you're right. Hey, JJ, can I ask you one question, please?
Yes.
Yeah, ask one question because I got to open up a couple mics.
All right, this is the last question. Look, I know everybody's going to be like, nah, this can't happen. This can't happen. But this is a race I would like to see from you this year. This is a race I would like to see between you, your big tag car against Racing Jason. That's what I would like to see.
Racing Jason.
That'd be a good race, I believe. Yeah, Superman. Yes, I like to see that. I think so.
Hassan, are you just smoking something to see? You been smoking dope?
No. No. Hey, Fat Albert. Hey, Joe, did you say any two cars can race? What's the problem?
I know where he's getting at. I'm going to be real about it. Come on now. I don't tell no parts, but it ain't nowhere in remote that that's going to happen. Let's just say that. Jason ain't stupid, whatever, so that's all to it. Let's be real. Come on now. If you put the money up for Jason, Jason will do any damn thing probably. You know, maybe. But you want to put the money up?
I got one question, Joe. And then I'll go on mute. I would like to see Grossi Greta against Clashes Clay.
Oh shoot. There you go.
They gave me the back tire running.
Hassan?
You say what?
Hassan, why you want to see Grossi Greta against Clashes Clay?
I can clear this up. I'm using the same word that Samuel was used. We family.
hold on.
Mike, I got PA Hassan. I got people texting me some old mute Hassan, Mike. Y'all the man just asked a question. You gotta let them hate. Them my haters, man.
Okay.
Y'all just texted me, telling me to mute his mic. He said y'all are haters.
Hold on, let me open up this mic, y'all. Hold on a second. 973-0060. Your mic is open.
What up, Joe? What up, fellas?
What's going on, your thing?
I think I got a strong opinion on which I was talking about. I heard it in the beginning, but sometimes, like what you do, everybody got their own agenda. But sometimes I feel the fans stop a lot of racing because people out here talking for cars, they got nothing to do with. People out here calling on the back line, telling people this car is this car is that, this person got that. And that stops a lot of racing. So that might make a car such as Avon, and I'm not saying Avon is passing, or Avon might not want to build with that car, or that person makes that person what they call a trick bag. But sometimes you got to mind your business and let racing be out. And you'll get a lot more racing. Like, you got so much going on with people on background, live feeds, and all that that stops the racing. It's why people are like, I'm not paying me. I'm not racing now. I'm paying the deposit. Their influence, Joe, you go out there right now and say, you like Jeff Rogers over Jason. Somebody might take that and throw it like, well, I don't want to bet that because now Joe might know something that, and you might not know nothing. But if everybody don't mind their business and stop talking about cars that they have nothing to do with, you're going to always get race stopping and all of that. So it goes into two different ways. Bet your money, let that man go out there, get his man, and bet the way you feel he's going to win. Stop making a lie, stop making an opinion, because that stops a lot of racing. I'm personally dealing with it because people were talking behind the scenes and don't know shit. I personally have not drawn on Jeff, not because I'm scared of him, because what the other people are going to think about what this person might do drawing on that person. In all these DCs, I'm not doing that no more. Because the next person is going to stop racing because of what that person's influence is or think. If you ain't racing, you ain't got a car, you ain't in the game, mind your business, bet your money, and shut the fuck up. Then you'll get it back. That's why grudge racing will never go back to what it was, because people didn't have as much influence as it was when you was out there on kind of doing, you coming down the hole, you going down to the end of town where you had north versus south and all of that. Because now you got too many people involved with nothing to do with nothing.
Well, I'm going to say this here. I seen a car come up and somebody say, oh, is that such and such car? And the person told it all. Now, he was trying to hide the car. Not nobody supposed to be knowing in the damn car. Nobody should have knew about the car.
It's nothing in secret, but people are spending money out here. And you got people that have nothing to do with it. It's like right now, if you go out and change it, your motor and your Vega or the truck, and somebody else knows, I like Joe. Why you doing?
Yeah, I agree on that. But my whole thing was with the thing, but Jason, like, okay, if I tell you just about Jason, and Jeff Rogers laughed about it because even when Jason ran Shaq, and they already know, ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We already try to see Jason to ask something about getting something back then, but Hassan don't know. But the whole thing, I already know where that would have ended up with, and so I ain't want to be talking about making talk about no parts. So that's why I just said like that, but all in all, those two already been known out there, so I didn't even have to say anything. As a matter of fact, I think Jason's on here now. I'm probably put him up for let
Jason,
him pull
Jason,
on this thing.
Jason,
he gonna laugh
Jason,
about
Jason,
it.
Your relationship with Jason, man, is different. You do a lot. I can admit you didn't for me. When I was out there rolling, you said, "Mark, we're gonna do this. We're gonna travel and go great." And I don't know if it's a secret or not. But you said, "Mark, I'm gonna do this for you." Because we're going to go out there and get busy. Everybody don't got to know everything.
No, they don't.
The problem will stop a lot of racism.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, if you're going to turn around, for example, I've seen guys go and know something. Like I said, that's what part of the show was last week. You know something, but you don't like the person. And then you're going to go out there and go tell what the person. That's race stopping. That's pure race stopping there. Now, if the man got something new, he can beat him, bet with him, or don't bet at all. But don't stop the race.
Right.
I said that last week.
Yeah, everybody talking about Illuminati. But how many people was on his team that got something to do with that car? Same with Fat Albert. Fat Albert said his car coming out. People speak on what he's going to do. Don't nobody know. He could be climbing the trip bag. That's supposed to be legal, but everybody got something to say. So unless you're willing to get out there and you got something to do with that car, Sammy know about me. I fuck with Sammy. Sammy know about mine. I know about Sammy. I'm not telling nobody what Sammy doing. I'm not telling nobody what this person doing. But everybody else got an opinion to tell somebody they trust, and that right there will stop it. Oh, this person should run this person. This person should run that person. But are you down with either car? No. Shut the fuck up. And that right there will make a lot of racism. And I'm not saying, I'm not pointing at that, but Fat Albert made the point to me. He said, "Mark, you go out there." He told me, I talked to him on the side. He said, "You go out there and get paid. I'm mind my business." Everybody didn't do it like that. And that's what I think would make North versus South that much better. You already got a lot of haters. You got a man trying to put him up, and I'm not taking the show. You got another man putting the show on the same time as you. Now they divide them. Now you got this person stopping this race. Now you got this person stopping that race. You got this person saying Jeff Rogers can race this car. You got this person saying I can race this car. You got people betting this car not going to show up. And that's why Avon didn't get the races from showing up. And I'm not saying that that's exactly what happened, but that's my opinion. And I could be wrong. But everybody got an opinion. But I never voiced it because everybody was in shit that ain't got nothing to do with it. And if you ain't got a car, you ain't in the racing game, you a spectator, you a fan, you like to bet your money, you should stay that lane. And I had learned that the hard way over the few weeks of people racing, staying in your lane. Now people talking about what Cliff doing. Now they're talking about what James doing. Now they're talking about what I'm doing. Now they're talking about what this person doing. Now they're talking about Sammy got this. Sammy got that. This person got that. This person got this. If you mind your business, a lot more races to get off. Because your influence changes a lot of people. I don't know what Avon got, but I got an idea now because of all the people that got nothing to do with it talking about it. Fans to be fans and bet their money and shut the fuck up.
Well, I'm just going to say something because a guy just hit me with something. When you ran the McCain boys down there and you ran the McCain boys and you're supposed to run Roadie next, who stopped that race?
I know what happened. The fans stopped that race. Brody came at me, Joe. He said, "Mark, get up as much as you get up right after you run that." Right after that, they showed them boys. They showed them boys a ticket, and then they had converter problems. And that was my next point because it happened
I just wanted you to come out and say it so everybody else know that right now.
The same exact thing. The same exact thing happening now. This is my question for you to answer and Fat Albert to answer. This is a problem that I've got, that everybody is trying to sabotage certain things. And I'm not saying it's going to go on. I know you probably got a perspective measure that we don't know. But what's to stop somebody at the track that's racing to stop people from betting money? Now, let me ask you a question. If I go out there, I got a race agreed on to race somebody for certain amount. What's to stop this man? I go out there and make a takedown. What stops this man from going to that person that you got at the track? Now, and I don't know the preventative measure that you have set in place. What stops this person that works at the track? They're making $18 an hour, but at the end of the day, make $300. What stops that person from going to that person at the booth and say, here's $1,500. Let me get that ticket.
Well, that right there, you ain't going to happen. And another thing is I'm going to let everybody know this here so you know ahead of time. A lot of people cry about it, but, you know, I'm just going to let you know. Say, for example, you race whoever. There's no time slip. There ain't going to be no time slip, serious, after that. So nobody can ever say that somebody – because if honestly tell you the truth, I can judge a car. It don't have to be. If you ran me and I know that you beat me by a car and I know what I went, I can basically just put you in the ballpark. So I would look at it this way, better off having no tickets when you get ready to do a grudge run. Those guys that really got a problem that worried about that have no tickets at all. So this is what you do. And four people did that last year and nobody knew. For example, Shaq actually ran LeBron twice in, right behind each other because Shaq thought maybe he was messed up and he wanted to go back out there and try it again. But you didn't know what you went, but, hey, went right back, you know, but he did it. He figured that he can win. So that's why I look at it this way. If you got to turn around and got to cry for a time slip, and years ago, Tony Bonds turned around, he wanted the time slip in the grudge ring. And meanwhile, those guys would say, no, we ain't doing that because that's what he was across. He'll kind of like figure out where you at. There's some people that good. Some people that good. They can actually tell you, okay, I know what he got to be. I know where I got to be at next time. And he'll tell something. That's it. Just like you ran, like you said, you ran McCain boys, and the McCain boys showed Brody. So they can judge you. They're good. They know about what you're at.
That's fine because they were down with him. But let's just say it like this.
This is the thing. And the one that's in the booth, let's just say this here. You can't buy them and you couldn't afford them. So I'm telling you right now, the one that's over there is part of the track and they were millions. Like she said, let me just tell you about this here.
That put my mind at ease with that. Because, yeah, just as you know, it happened so many times. But these people are doing. That's why I give you and Fat Albert a lot of respect. But you got certain people that I feel that need to stay in their lane. Like, it's lane to the crowd, as you know.
Okay, I'm going to give you a prime example so you can remember this one. The first show that me and Larry T ever did was at Civil Wars, right? And people were worried about somebody getting times out. You know what we did? We put a thing over. We got a thing made for the monitor to go over the monitor up in the tower. There was no time at all. Nobody could get nothing. Nobody could see nothing. So, you know, a person went out and said that Donald told the time on one of the cars. Now, I'm going to tell you where it was at, right in Capitol. Meanwhile, I'm parked next to the person when they made their pass, and he showed the guy the ticket. He showed the other one. Then all of a sudden, the other one go over there, yo, man, we just went such and such. I'm sitting right next to him. And I had to go out and you could call back up on that, ask anybody about it. Donald was up there ready to take a lie detector test and said he would give the car up because he didn't say it. Meanwhile, I really didn't know Donald that good, but I heard it and I wasn't going to. So I turned around and said, listen, I could tell you exactly who said it. And I pointed the person out and I told it. He was over there telling him because I was standing there. And if you want me to tell you, I'll tell you what else he said. And when I said that, their mouth dropped. Sometimes it comes right in your circle right there. Your own circle.
If you call these people on it, Exactly. Because
yeah. Well,
everybody
I called
got
it, and it was out of. It came out of their own little camp. When they came back with that concept and the other one, oh, don't say I told you, man, we just did this here. We just went that. Meanwhile, y'all supposed to be in your own circle. You ain't supposed to be telling. Now he got his little circle. Now he done went to this circle. And that's how it got out. And I had to come out and say who it was, you know, because they was up there pointing everything at the wrong person. And, of course, the guy said, yo, you know what, I did slip up. But did they ever apologize to Donald? Nah, they didn't. They did, and Donald was willing to give that nova up and everything, oh, and with the lie detector test, and he said,
"You talking about Donald that we ran with the Bud Light Hoop, right?"
Yeah, yep. He don't play that junk, man. And they thought that they gonna put it on him, and meanwhile, come find out it wasn't even him. You know, they thought that he was something, the girl or something in the booth he knew, or mother was off, whatever. And meanwhile, it was them that told the thing. I was standing right there when the guy told the other guy. And I was like, I'm going to tell you exactly, because I was parked right next to you when you turned around and opened your mouth. Because I was parked in the front with Poppy's car, my son's car, and me, my car. And I was right next to him, and I had to point the guy out and say who it was. I told him, I said, I know it. When the next time he's showing you, I didn't know his name. But that came from a circle being up. Yeah, oh, no doubt, I agree. Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. And I went to Englishtown. I ran Levi Holmes back then, and it was supposed to be no time split. When I came down the booth, the guy Herbie was sitting inside, got in the car with him. So I said, why the hell he getting going to the coming out of that booth? He getting inside the thing because they don't got the time split. He red-lighted on purpose, and we had that old bullshit red light kick court rule, no deposit. No, you don't lose anything. So they did it on purpose. They scammed me. And they knew down to what I went because I ran hard to the 8th mile. And that was it. And by that time I thought about it, I said, I can't catch them. Oh, I got off it. But it was too late now. Anybody can do math on the 8th mile.
Did somebody put a bug in your ear? Before
no,
you?
I didn't have to put a bug. No, nobody did at all. Nobody told me nothing. I happened to just see the guy getting in the car.
I'm not saying this for that, but I'm gonna give my personal opinion. I would never do it after this today. I really feel like Avon himself, that race that he didn't get that race off with Shona, is because somebody put a bug in his ear. And you can't stop that. But stop advertising it.
Hey Mark,
I guarantee you, if Avon would have went out there and raced Shona, he would have beat the shit out of Shona.
Hey Mark.
Yo.
Can you hear me? Showing up never showed up, bro.
You know why? Do you know why?
No.
If you don't know why, I will tell you.
Well, he was always good for paying punk out, bro.
Just like this. The racist people got locked in. I know y'all got a lot, and I love it. But a lot of people are going to see something or hear something, and a lot of them deposits are going to go in hard.
But this is my thing. I'm just being real. If you got a deposit and you pay, I got no problem with you paying. You paying your deposit. You seeing something that you don't. Don't get me wrong. But when you turn around and got a deposit and don't pay a deposit, that's what's in the no good. That's what killed grudge game. Now, a lot of guys up there don't want to give up a deposit regardless because they feel like they're going to be a punk. Some people see something and they're like, hey, I can't deal with it. Hell with that shit. I ain't going to lose my $3,000. Should I pay that little $300 before I get that $3,000 up? And that's being real. But if you was really right, you don't have to come out there and go show everything. But, you know, if you got to turn around and show everything, hey, I don't fault the man. I'm not going to lie to you. I ain't going to be stupid and come out there and say if I was going 10s and you going 90s, 890s, and go out there just to run you because we got this deposit up, I'll be damned. I'll give you that damn deposit. I'm giving you that $200, $300. That's a smart man. A dumb man is the one that got to go up there and hold his head up, and I got to run him. Yeah, you a dumb ass to do it. I'll tell you that. Because if I know I ain't got a shot in hell. I'm giving you – and it don't take much to look at a car. So, but if you're going to go and just run your car to a 330 or you know what you're doing, guess what? A lot of these guys that are doing their races, we do have, like, I think, 3 or 4. I think Sammy's got to go off the trailer with Weeby. So nobody's seen nothing. You know, there's, like, 3 or 4 of them in a row that's got to go like that. Some people go that one little shake, and they going out
a,
there.
I got a hot hoagie and sub sandwich and a big gulp Pepsi that them off the trailer races don't have.
Which one?
I'm not
Which
telling
race?
You, because then again, I'm going to back up. I said I got a hot hoagie and a big gulp sandwich that them three races you just mentioned, one of them don't have.
Well, I can't say, but I know they've got to pay deposit if they put it up. If they turn around and said they're going off the trailer, they clip me.
Okay,
I'm going to just show you this here. Fat Albert is witness to it. Cliffy and what's-his-name had to be in the lane, Butchie Woods. They waiting. Got to be up the trailer. They got to be the first ones down the track. Guess what? Butchie was trying his best to get out there because he even tried to buy a distributor out the man's car. I ain't going to lie. He definitely tried it. The thing popped up out and sheared the gear off. So now he was trying to get the gear to go ahead and do it. He couldn't make the call. Cliffy and them waited plenty of time, long enough. Finally, we said we got to run the cars down. So regardless, Cliffy got to get the money. There ain't nothing wrong with that he had to do it. The same thing he did. He did it. I don't know how many times I got to say. Hey, come down. Cliffy won a couple deposits because of something that happened. But guess what? The man was trying to run them. And Kevin Hunt can even tell you right off the bat. Kevin Hunt and them was betting on it. Every last one of them. They wasn't trying to back out. They was running. But Cliffy happened to get back and forth down the track. I don't even think Cliffy had nitrous in the bottle, and they were supposed to run juice. And I'm like,
but you know what?
It happened.
I'm gonna ask you a question. I want you to answer, and I'm gonna ask Fat Albert this question. When everybody has these races locked in, why do you not give your opinion? And Fat Albert, I'm gonna ask you the same question. Why do you not give your opinion? Not only because you're the deposit man or the promoter. Why do you not give your opinion on who you like?
Because I don't want nobody following me or taking the side
That's
what
right.
I'm taking. I don't even listen, I'm not gonna lie to you. When the race get ready to go down, like say for example, I know two races I refuse to even bet on. Right? Don't get me wrong. When they coming at the start line and everything, and they over there done the bird or something like that. Now you'll see me bet. I got no problem with that, but I don't want to say I'm with this one or with that one. And I'm not going to be the deposit man either. I'm not going to be a deposit man
That's
and
right.
turn around and say, okay, I'm betting on this car. That I ain't doing. But if
but
I'm not a deposit man,
everybody.
I'm doing this. I'm having fun. I'm going out there. And I'm going to tell you right now, and I'll say it straight out like this here, and Jeff Rogers can tell you. Now, anytime that Jeff Rogers run or whatever like that, I'm just being real. I know you can count on the bank that I've been betting with him. When he went down to Florida, I throw my 500 in there. I throw my 800 in there. Every time. It didn't matter. But I'm with Jeff from get go. I had
I'm not teamed up with Jeff, but I've never bet against Jeff for my own personal reason.
But now when they come like say for example now, there's a couple other races that I know from each other. And I'll back. The same way, if Jason pull up. I don't care. It is what it is. I've been teammates with him. I'm betting with him. I won't hold a deposit for that, for a race of Jason. If Jason is racing somebody, I won't hold the deposit. I refuse to. I know a couple of guys tell me because I'm betting with him. That's all to it. I'm not gonna go. It'll look like you're setting somebody up then. I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
I'm letting you know ahead of time. I'm already with him.
The reason I won't go with Mark is because of what you said earlier. See, that's race talk. If I say, I like Mark over there, and them guys are like, shit, if I would say he got it, I'm not going to run him. So that's why I would never say my opinion on a race that I'm deep in. I let them two races get it off. I would never give my opinion, and I would never bet while I'm deep in a race. I would never do that. Because then, that's the way a race starts. If somebody say,
real racist, recognize that with Fat Albert. Because my personal opinion, me and you talk shit daily, outside of race, on this show or not. You talk shit to me that have fun, but I know exactly why that we're not betting no more. Everybody don't understand
that.
But I realize
I would never do that. Yeah,
and that's the problem. Everybody got an opinion, and once everybody stopped giving their opinion, it'll stop people. Let that man go out there and get his ass whipped. Let me go out there and get my ass whipped, or let me go out there and get paid. A very person on here taught me that. But a lot of races are getting off better. Some of the fans minding business. And I think the internet and the social media is what we got to get back to make the racing great again.
Yeah, that's true, but a lot of people should race people,
but they're not racing.
I'm gonna give you a prime example. I've seen guys jump on there. As soon as two people talking about a race, they always got to jump inside there and put their little 2 cents in, right? And basically don't realize that they stopping the race. Okay, for example, you getting ready to race or whoever. And I jump in there, shoot, I got $500 on Mark. I bet you that they don't realize it's a big thing what they just did. They don't realize that. He gapped him, or they're going to say, shoot, we gapped such and such, and we know we can run him. I know he's going to do what he's going to do to him. Instead of shutting their mouth and waiting until the race is all locked in and get there and they can obviously bet, that's how I look at it. That's how you're supposed to bet. If you want to hustle, you want to make some money, that's how you're supposed to do it. You know, and that it's not hard. But if you ever ran the O-Jacks never even talked. They kept themselves in a tight-knit circle. They did what they did. They didn't let everybody know everything. Done deal. That's what, if you want to really, but okay, I'm going to say another thing about this racing thing. These things, okay, you got a race going on and everything, but when you start getting personal and saying stupid stuff, that right there kills racing. That kills it. That makes you go. You don't have to get a man all in somebody's feelings with something stupid like that. Just you racing them, hey, it's all about grudge. The man going to run you anyhow. But why you got to go bring up something personal that ain't got nothing to do with grudge racing? When you start doing stuff like that there, that stops a lot of racing too because it actually gets in a personal thing. It ain't just a race now. So that's what it, half of the stuff needs to stop. I see some of the live feeds.
I'm guilty of that because I talk shit to people, but I never bring nothing to it. I feel it's personal because I feel like if I talk shit to them, that's just making that person want to bet against me to shut me up for a reason.
All right, Joe.
A lot of people,
open mic.
A lot of people don't understand.
I guess they want to get in.
Okay. Let me make sure I open up this mic because everybody said they want to get in. Let me make sure I open it up. 973-4170. Your mic is open.
Well, first of all, what's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on now? How's everything?
I'm good, man. I'm listening to all this. Sounds like, you know, y'all trying to do morality clauses on people, which, you know, trying to make them be honest.
I ain't saying be honest. You can do whatever you want. My whole thing is this here. I'm not telling you how you do run your program. My best thing is if you turn around and put a deposit up, you say word, your word is word, and you don't turn around and pay, that's wrong. And you know you lost.
No.
If you got caught on a stiff, that's so what? That's on you. You got to pay.
Yeah, but Joe, we know that though, but don't.
No, they don't. No, they don't. This just happened. This just happened. That's what I'm trying to say. This is happening. Avon, that's what Avon's telling you right now. People didn't pay him. But listen, this man doesn't turn around. He said, this is the problem. If I turn around, I can understand everything else. But if that man turned around, you say word is word, and then you don't pay me, that's out of the window. So like Avon's saying, from now on, he is not doing anything else unless the deposit is held in a man's hand, a neutral man's hand.
All that other stuff
is out the window.
It's good that he learned that, but, you know, part of the problem is listening to everybody say, lock, 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 taking oxygen deposits. Like, everybody knows if the money's not up, most people don't take it that seriously.
That's the problem. No. This is my whole problem. I'm just going to say this here. Those guys already knew each other and said it. Now, Avon said, we don't have to hold them. We all going up there. We coming there. We going to run. And it's been happening. He can tell you. He never thought anybody, and some of the ones that you think that was the down-earth guys, the ones that really, they'll never do nothing like that, those guys actually stiffed them. And I'm not going to lie to you. I know I heard some stuff, but, you know.
It's,
And
but
can't
to me, it's drag racing.
If me and you say, Locke, and I take your word for it, I think you're a man of your word.
I would not. No, I'm not going to do
now,
it.
Now, listen. No,
it's
you would never say Locke. But you let, okay, so you would never go for, like I could say, go off a word.
No.
Okay, so that's what Avon, so that's what Avon is just now saying.
Yeah, but what,
never
but
again
that,
is somebody's
what,
word.
But that's the way it should always be. Y'all allow that to happen is what causes that. It should be business. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody's thinking everybody's a crook. You're going to have a business. You're racing, put it up. This ain't, this should just be a rule. You want to make make it legitimate.
So I understand that, but I'm just saying there's a lot of guys that this new stuff, the new generation shit that comes out is not good. Anybody knows they used to always have a DP man back in the days.
Right.
There's new shit they're saying. Everybody wants to change the wheel, reinvent the wheel, and say it this way.
Well,
oh, we get, this is how we get a race. You talk about somebody mama, you talk about daddy.
What
is that, that's not
what
a race.
What does that have to do with? What does that have to do with the guy promoting the show or the DP men that write it down and don't take no money? You got to have a protocol. You got to have a certain...
Let me give you an example that you know. Cliff knows. I mean, Paul knows. That I know. Let me give an example, right? Do you remember when... you remember when, I don't know which, I'm going to give you one that you know. You know, remember when Bullwink had his Malibu?
Okay.
Yeah.
Bullwink had his Malibu, blue and green, right? Remember that stock second Malibu he had that was blue and gray?
Okay, what about?
Gray, blue. And then he had another one duplicated to that car. Now, he locked in that car.
I know, exactly the same, yeah. Uh-huh.
He had that car locked in. Now, he tricked the man to lock in, say, I'm going to bring my blue and gray Malibu. And he bought the other car. So when the other person saw the car, oh, I'm not racing. I'm not paying. But he agreed to lock in. Is he wrong for not paying the deposit?
Absolutely. But guess who else is wrong?
All he was locking in was a blue and gray Malibu.
Listen, but again, if you don't put up your money, that's what causes all the problems.
But the show and tell from these new and day racers is what they're looking for. Show your car. Show this. I locked in what I say I got.
Well,
that's how it goes.
Well, are you trying to race or argue or fight? Because it's so simple to kill all the problems by keeping the business, but y'all want to do oxygen deposits, hiding the cars, and kind of slick somebody by making them run their car. Like coming off the trailer. You know the man don't know the track. What, are you trying to make him crash? Or do you want to make a full pass?
No, wait, listen, hold on. Just hold up before you go on this one. That was agreed by Sammy. I'm going to just say this here. Sammy is on here right now. Weavy can tell you they both wanted to say nobody going to show nothing, so neither one of us gets scared. We going to run each other. They agreed on
listen,
it. Every last one of those guys. They got that. No, this is what I'm just telling you. They're already going down there earlier, and they're testing their car ahead of time. They don't want to make a pass. They've already said to each other, we going to do this.
That's different.
That's the deal with that.
That's different. But to me,
that's the deal with those three races
that
you heard.
No,
well, that's the deal
with
them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I understand they're going to run their car beforehand. But if somebody goes on the track they don't know nothing about, first shot out, trying to run for the money? That's crazy.
Oh, well, I don't know who's doing that.
Well,
I'm not going to lie.
I'm doing it. Hey,
a lot of people do that.
I got confidence in my program where I will come off the trailer. I never been there, and I'm coming off the trailer with the Toyota.
So you think all the surfaces are the same?
Say it again.
You think that all surfaces are the same? All tracks are the same?
No. I know they're not. But
you
I know
he's just
my
confidence
pro,
in his program that he know what he can do.
My program said I could come on the trailer on anywhere.
Correct.
It doesn't matter.
Correct.
A lot of people had confidence going in the ring with Mike Tyson. We see what happened. Confidence don't do
okay.
It.
You're right. But
I'm
very successful
speed.
On mine. So
that's fine. But listen.
I'm a off the trailer racer. I go anywhere and come off the trailer. Simple.
Now, are you doing that because you really believe in your car, or are you trying to handicap the other car?
Shit, I believe in my program. I really do that.
I believe in my program. Okay. I ain't never had to handicap the other
car. So Antoine, when you were supposed to race, when you agreed to race, you race turbo cars, right? Sammy asked to race you with his all glass car. You assume it's turbo. Why won't you race it?
Race who? Which car? That's what I'm saying. Which car?
Because of Sammy.
Sammy said
one,
all tail, all glass, you run your heads
one,
up.
Because okay, what's the sentence? You know, he's coming turbo, he's coming nitrous. I'm not running no turbo cars.
He said you come in, this is when you put your foot in your mouth.
I have ran them before. I have ran them.
Okay, you said you'll race anything. And then you pick and choose. Is it because the fans said that Sammy got this, or because you feel that you can't win?
I don't give I don't care what the fans tell me. I don't care about none of that. If I think
you
I got
care,
enough to go, I'm going.
You care. You care because you is one of the biggest informants in the grudge game.
Watch this. You mad because everybody calls my phone about what you have. That's why you upset.
Let me ask you a question. You are one of the reasons why a certain somebody is scared to lock in. Not that you told them, but because of
hold
not
up,
because
hold, 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 that's not on me, and I have my proof on that reason.
This is what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
What did that person gain by calling you to tell you what I got?
It wasn't him that called and told me what you got. You know who called and told me what you got.
Okay, but
Mark,
what did that whoever fucking called and told you? What was the purpose? What was the purpose of that person?
Somebody snitched on you, Mark. The bet safe.
That was why. The bet safe.
Why would they want to save you? What alliances do you have? Because they knew I was going to make some money.
Yo.
Hey, LeRon Joe, is my mic open?
Yeah, your mic open.
Here we go. And I come on here for one reason and one reason all. Is Loose Booty on the phone?
Oh, God.
I don't think so.
No, hold on. I come on here for one reason. Hold on. Wait, Mark. No disrespect. Please. I want to ask. I want to ask. Listen.
I don't give a fuck about what you trying to do or who you trying to talk to. I come on here for one reason and one reason all. Loose Booty talk that shit on the internet, so I'm trying to accommodate him for North versus South. Bigfoot versus motherfucking Loose Booty. Let's get the fuck locked in. That's what I come on here for. If Loose Booty not on here, y'all motherfuckers can close my motherfucking mic up. It's just that simple.
What's up, Mark?
I got four mics I got to open up in a few minutes. I just let them talk a couple minutes, and I go open right up.
Can Antoine answer that question? What was you saying?
That's what I'm saying.
What is the purpose of someone calling you and you to make it known on your opinion?
I gave my opinion on it. I'm just going to give my
Antoine, let me address this real quick. Mark Jackson, you into everything besides a motherfucking cassette, dog. Like, what the fuck does it matter what the fuck Antoine address? What the fuck does it matter what Antoine addressed on any motherfucking situation? It's no different than what anybody else do. So, therefore, that shit don't even give a fuck.
So you don't think that stops races?
I don't give a fuck about
that
stopping races.
Listen,
I give a fuck
your race,
oh, Antoine,
your race alone didn't make a
Antoine,
fucking difference.
Antoine, I got him. Hold up. I don't give a fuck about stopping no races. Motherfucker, we make races. So what I'm saying is, you asking him a question about some other shit that don't mean a fucking hill of beans. We come in the fucking race regardless. If you come with
with a Volkswagen, bitch, we're going to race you. If you come with a ProMod,
that,
bitch, we're going to race you.
That's what you say.
I don't give a fuck about what you're talking
about. The proof is in the pudding.
I don't give a fuck about the pudding, the motherfucking Jell-O, or the motherfucking Swallow. I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Hold on, y'all. I got to go on this. Like, hold on, y'all. I got to open up
your
mic. Hold on. Okay,
you cannot question. Go ahead, Joe.
Hold on, let me make sure I open up a couple more mics, bro. Hold on, y'all. Hold on.
That bad mouth crew is serious,
914-914-9870. Your mic is open.
Hey, everybody. Kevin Hunt. I like the topic, everybody, but y'all done got Marcus started. He getting ready to flip the fucking table over. I can hear it in his voice.
What up,
take a breath, Marcus. Take a deep breath and relax. Yo, but on another note, let me speak for a second. On another note, I got to get a lock-in done with Butch and Cliff. He didn't open up Butch's mic yet, but we want to lock that in tonight, Joe, for 4 o'clock, I believe. Butch, the stiffs was 4 o'clock at Galat, 200 on 1,000.
Yeah, it was 200.
I want to get the money in your hand. I know Cliff hasn't. I haven't heard Cliff's mic been open, but if he's on there, I just want to.
I haven't seen Cliff on here yet either.
Okay,
Cliff,
well, somebody can reach out.
Button.
That's Fat Albert's guy, so Fat Albert can do us a favor.
Right.
We want to get that.
They have their heads up, 8 Mile Pro Tree. They
got to
be in the lanes at 4 o'clock Saturday. Yeah, that's it.
Correct. But Joe's going to have that money whenever. We just want to make it official so we get that out the way.
Well, it ain't official to the money.
Well, I'm just saying, Joe is going to have our money.
That's what they want to do now. That's what they're trying to do now. Cash wrap the money, and that's it.
That's the correct.
So that's what this was about. But nice topic and everything.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Kevin Hunt.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Malcolm Walker. Go ahead.
Listen, Hassan. I'm not trying to come in here and run the page or run the show. But what I'm trying to come in here and do is make it make sense, right? So anyway, Kevin Hunt, did you got a street car?
Huh?
Don't you have a street car?
Yeah, the last one, little small block Mustang.
Little small block Mustang?
Yes, that's definitely be at Galat, and I'm working on trying to get something else there, you know, but definitely that the small block Mustang would be there. We just put that thing together, and this would... Huh?
And it's stop suspension.
Yeah, it's no chassis car, nothing. Yeah.
All right, let's get a lock in with your Mustang with Bigfoot. Let's get it locked the fuck in.
No, we tried Bigfoot. I was trying to do Bam Bam.
I'm not trying to hear that.
Well, I don't care what you're trying to hear. When I spoke with Antoine in the conversation, Marcus, maybe you missed the memo. Marcus, let me explain. Marcus, listen. Antoine, would you tell Marcus? Marcus.
Marcus,
we went through that with Antoine.
Antoine,
didn't we have this conversation, Antoine? Would you tell Marcus?
Antoine don't call me. Antoine might call me once a week. Understand?
Okay, well, let me rephrase this. I asked about Bam Bam. I didn't ask about Bigfoot. That's where we stand. That was the conversation I had with Antoine.
We want to take Buck. You want to race Kevin.
Man, shut your bitch ass up.
Buck,
man, he don't give a fuck about you.
Can I say this? Antoine, this is Kevin Hunt. Antoine, didn't we have a conversation already about that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let Marcus know. Let Marcus know.
Hold on.
You and I have been, we had backline talks.
Kevin, he just asked you, he said Bam Bam now. He asked her to run Bam Bam, right? He said he would try you with Bam Bam just a while ago. Everybody was talking over him.
Let's do it.
And he said he'll do it. So that's it. So everybody that's been talking didn't realize that he had said it. Okay. So,
well, it's hard when you got 12 people talking.
Yeah.
I know y'all got a race with Bam Bam. I know y'all got one race with Bam Bam already. We can run after that race. I don't know what time y'all guys scheduled to race that one. So let me know what time y'all have your first race with Bam Bam, because I heard y'all running somebody with Bam Bam.
Listen to me good. This is what I'm going to tell you. We will run you at 2 o'clock Saturday.
2 o'clock Saturday.
Yeah.
All right, listen. I got that, and the same thing, like 1,000 or 1,500 or better, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to get back to you. I have Antoine's number, and definitely by next Tuesday, I would definitely let you know, if not before. That's good with you?
All right. That's what it is. Man, that's perfect.
That's all he has to do. Everybody calm down. He can hear something.
Kevin, I thought we had established 2 shows ago that we'd put this little $200 up before February was over with. You're making too much commotion over this money.
Cliff, stop. It's Cliff. I don't know what it is with me, man. You seem to have attitude when it comes to me.
Last week, Cliff, I said
we can lock it in on this show. I said this last week.
No, you wasn't on the show last week.
I did say that last week.
I wasn't there. Yeah, but I wasn't.
Well, you wasn't on the show.
I didn't hear.
So,
but all
it's still going to be locked.
Kevin.
Yes, sir.
But what I'm saying to you, Kevin, is the last time we agreed, and we was both on the show, we said we'll lock this thing in before February is over. We both said okay. Butchie's small block Malibu. I don't care who drives it.
Yes.
My Monte Carlo.
Yes.
That's a done deal. Me and Bucky have never had a hiccup. Okay.
Okay.
I would send the money now, but I don't have all them Cash App stuff. I never had that stuff.
Okay.
And don't care to. But listen to me. Let me finish, Kevin. Because I need to give you clarity, because I don't want you to holler $200 to me again. Everybody's going to, all 4 races I have is going to be smashed money before this month is out. I mean, hell. What am I going to do, leave town?
No, Cliff,
I'm not. All right, so there's no need. Do what you're doing to your car, that car. Y'all get ready, because I expect you to be there.
And the only reason why I mention it, because Fat Albert and Joe say nothing is locked until they receive something. So I was just on what they were saying. Like Joe said, he has a lot of stuff on there he's not mentioning, but there's no money up, so it's not locked. That's the only reason I brought it up.
That's not what we said. No, whoa, whoa.
No.
Well, close to it.
The ones I didn't know about.
The ones he didn't know about. Okay. Well, same thing. So what? But tonight's conversation was, it's like everything's going. It's not official until the money's up. This isn't
tonight.
This is
nothing to do with nobody else.
Now,
okay.
I'm not gonna say this here. Hold up a second, Cliffy. All those races you see has been locked up, just like the other day when Zeus was on the phone and those guys locked the phone. Zeus sent his money directly to Cash App 123. It went right to Fat Albert. The other races, Fat Albert's holding the GP. They Cash App Fat Albert. So all those ones that you see that you're seeing over there are Cash App. So somebody's going to lose some money regardless. Either they're going to DP, pay the DP, or they're going to race. Those are the ones how it's going down. That's how it's going. All those other races you see, they like, okay, I just let you know ahead of time. That's what, not all, everybody ain't putting no money up. DPs are up. I'm not holding the DP on a couple races that, like, okay, say, for example, I'm not holding, like I told Fat Albert, I can't put all that money in no damn Cash App. I'm just being real about it. I'm just being real. A lot of guys want it. I said nope. You know, I don't know about you, though.
Yeah,
I already got fucked on that tax stuff, I'm telling you. So, basically, I'm just being real about it,
Open up a 215 number. Open up a 215.
Okay, hold on one second.
So, Kevin, are we clear? Are we clear, brother? We on.
We always been clear, man. We always been clear, Cliff. We always been clear. I just want, for peace of mind, just, you know, that's just me. So, it's official. We ain't got to mention it again. It's going to get done, so I'm good.
Hey, Joe, is your mic open?
Yeah, your mic is open.
Yeah, it's rocking.
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out Kevin Hunt. What are we going to do, baby?
Didn't we just say I'll let you know, like, next Tuesday or before for 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
I did say that. I said I would. Well, I don't have your number, but I can reach out to. I got Antoine's number, and I would definitely let him know if the latest next Tuesday, if not before, that everything is good and we can go through the steps. Cool.
Hey, Kevin Hunt, I ain't never heard of you be a motherfucker that. Oh, I ain't never known a motherfucker like you to backpedal on some liquor.
How did I backpedal on some liquor? What are you talking
about?
Because
I want you to lock in and take a shot. That's why.
I'm not backtracking, bro. I'm just saying, let me make a decision. I'll let you know next week.
Nah, I want you to take a shot. The next week might never come. I want to take a shot now.
So who? You going somewhere? Speak for yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to Vegas.
Okay. Wish you luck. But you're gonna have an answer today. Today's Tuesday. To run Bam Bam.
I'm going on me because he's scared. He's scared to drink. He's scared to drink. Yeah, he's scared to drink.
That's what he's saying, Kevin. He said you came.
I still don't get his point.
They said yes. I'm telling you.
No, you gotta.
You have to run Bam Bam.
Tell Fat Albert what the point is, Fat Albert.
Yeah, I wish he'd just get to the point, man. If he's trying to make a point, just tell me what the point is.
He said, you came on, you wanted to run Bam Bam. They said, yes, lock in now. That's his point. Don't wait till next Tuesday.
That's what listen, saying. Can I do shit the way I
want
to do it? Do I
got to
fucking do the way you want me to do it?
What the fuck is this?
Everybody else on this fucking phone,
listen.
Y'all included, y'all do shit your way. All I hear is you run your program your fucking way. Don't nobody tell me
listen.
How to spin mine, and I respect the way you do your shit. It's one fucking week or less. You can't hold your water that long, homie?
I don't give a fuck about what we
see, that's your attitude, man. You always taking some shit where it ain't got to be. We talking fucking racist. I said, yo, let me let you know by next fucking Tuesday.
Why
is that fucking difficult?
But why do you have to let me know? Fuck it. It's
because
business.
That's why I gotta let you listen.
What?
If I gotta explain shit, man, We can do this. This is simple. This is simple, man. I'm too old to be going back and forth with oxygen. Check this out. I can do it your way today, which I ain't, because the motherfucker don't tell me how I roll. So we can do that shit next Tuesday or earlier, or I can just be down there with the fucking car with no deposit and lock you in down there.
Be there, hold.
Those are the two choices.
Let me understand you real quick. Be there without a deposit don't mean shit to me. I want you to put a deposit up now, sir.
I know what you want, and I'm just letting you know that, listen, I'll do this in one fucking week. Next Tuesday, you're talking to the wrong one, man. Move on, Joe. He don't get it.
Joe, you
just want to make noise, man, because you just, that's your nature, man. But I ain't with that bullshit.
So hold on, okay, we'll take your spot,
Kevin.
You gotta take my spot. I can go, dude.
Okay, let me open this mic up. We said just like Kevin and run Bigfoot's head. I'll take Kevin's spot.
Sammy, Sammy, thank you, man, but don't, you ain't got to step in for me. You got to take my spot.
Hold on, you got, let me open up his next mic. Y'all just have to go.
What you said? Saying like, oh,
this dude, man, he gets angry over nothing shit.
Both got the best
fire. I do, because
I'm trying to hold on, let me open up this mic here. 215. Hold on. 215. Wait a minute, Mike. Wait a minute. You got 215-6904. Your mic is open.
Well, tell us, stop calling me.
215-6904. Your mic is open.
You
fucking clowns.
Hey.
Bad Mouth Crew's terrible on this motherfucker.
Tell him stop
Hello?
Fucking with
him?
Me. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, we can hear
him. Picking and choosing at his best.
What's going on, Joe? I don't mean cut nobody off real quick, right? But I'm ready going to the bar and I'm ready to get something to eat. If Kevin Hunt want to lock in, just tell him hit Antoine's phone. Ain't a whole lot
before
to it,
go,
but we ain't going through
go
all
that
bar, dumb
I'll
shit.
Lock you in before you go in that bar and get your brains all twisted up. I'll lock you in.
Hold up. Hassan, just fall back. Zeus, so what you trying to do? Talk to me.
I want to lock you in. Since you were talking with Ben, Bam Bam coming now, because you don't want to lock me in with Bigfoot.
Listen, hold. Bam Bam was talking on Kevin Hunt. Talk about
something
else.
I'm talking to you. What you want to do?
You do what I called you out on. I don't have a whole lot of time, is what I'm saying.
Oh, listen to this. Right. I want you to go and have a good time tonight, so that way you can remember what you did yesterday.
I don't give a fuck about it.
All right, listen, son.
Fuck you.
We going listen, I understand that. You're going to say all that when I take that money. Listen, son, I want to race Bigfoot head up at 2 o'clock. What's up?
Listen. Head up,
lock
off the ramp,
lock
2
the
o'clock.
Lock the pot. All right.
2,500
Go in there and put some liquor up in your motherfucking drawer. How about that?
Motherfucker, I put link on your bitch drawer. That's what I do. But listen, Long Island Joe.
Put your cold lips in the glass and say that around.
I hope you ain't got a man for a bitch. But what I'm telling you is I put link on your bitch drawers. But understand
that. You was coming for.
I'm coming to the track. No, never would I. But what I'm saying is I called you out for... North versus South, you backpedal, and then you come back with some dumbass shit, right?
I'm my backpedal. I just showed you the race.
I tell you what. I ain't got a whole lot of time. Hold on. Listen. Joe, you got a lot of background going on. I don't know what you got going on.
Ain't nobody doing
it. Okay, listen. Zeus.
Come on. Talk.
I tell you what we're going to do.
Come on, trick bag.
I tell you, listen. No, I'm not going to do no trick bag because
put one leg
Sammy.
Oh, my
God.
Put one leg in the bag.
Can I talk?
All you got to do is say lock. Lock the door in the bar, man. Say lock the door in the bar.
Listen to me, Zeus. I'm coming to North and South. You want to drop the whole pot, and you don't want to come off the trailer. What we will do is, right, I will come off the trailer, and we lock the whole pot, but we're going to do 2-mile drive. You want to do
listen,
that?
Listen, dumb.
Do you want to do that? Yes or no?
I'm not going to hold the show time up no more. Did you see how hard it is to lock with somebody on his ass?
It's not hard at all. I said that I would lock the whole pot in, but we're going to do a 2-mile drive, bitch, because I got a street car. You feel me?
Here we go.
I'll do that. And you got the back tire.
Can we do it?
Sammy just answered you.
Motherfuck Sammy. Sammy could go suck a gorilla.
I'll make Buck. Hey, Fat Albert, call a spade. Me and Buck are fuck Buck, Bam Bam, and Bigfoot up. Head the fuck up off
now,
the trailer.
Oh. You said you and Buck, so y'all motherfucking married together? So y'all married?
Yeah. So that's the reason
why y'all's race is off the table. Because y'all team is
exactly.
Me and Buck was fucked, Bam Bam, and Buck was fucked, Bam Bam, all big for the... Now, listen, Fat Albert, hold on, let me tell you something. This is the reason with grudge racing. He calling Kevin out. Me and Buck sit just like Kevin, the same car, the same caliber. We'll fuck Bigfoot up. Now you talk all that shit to Kevin by 2 o'clock. You gotta lock in right fucking now. You ain't gotta ask no more questions. We sit just like Kevin.
Bitch, I will fuck you up, Kevin and Buck. But what I'm not gonna do is allow y'all bitches to try to team up. And you dumb bitches think y'all gonna check the bitch by the pride.
What's the cash app y'all wanna send this money to? Me and Buck will fuck Bam Bam.
I'm right here. I'm just letting
you
go through that.
You pick which one you want. You pick which one you want. I'll take Bullwig Mustang. I'll get him on here. They don't know it. I'll take Bullwig Mustang. Bullwig got a Mustang just like Buck. And run Bigfoot or Bam Bam head the fuck up. North versus South.
Man,
I'll take Bullwig Mustang and run him head the fuck up.
Use a whore.
Now pick which one you want.
You
got options. You got fucking options.
I would never have options. You owe Buck money. You owe Buck money. Now you want to raise this car. You a bitch ass motherfucker. Yes, you do. Why y'all tease now? All of a sudden y'all tease. You a whore, boy. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. If I was in your position, I would shoot myself. I would never allow myself to live like that. For real.
Hold on, you guys. Come on, man. Y'all getting too far away. All right, let me open up another mic. Hold on, y'all.
Hey, Joe, I'm gone. I'll holler at you, man. I'm gone.
Y'all talk that shit with Kevin, but you picking and choosing.
Fuck Kevin.
Hold on a second. You too, bitch.
I know. Fuck me. Fuck me.
Yo, fuck about Kevin on you. Fuck you.
Get out of here. Go to the bar, boy. Drive your throw room.
240-6753, your mic is open.
This bitch owes Buck money, he will bet on him.
Hey, Joe, this is Kevin.
Can I have the air for a second?
Yeah, sure.
When do you want to put that $1,000 up, Marcus? How much time we got? When you want to put that $1,000 up? No,
Kevin,
hey, hold on, he's there.
He might have went in the bar already. I ain't seen the number.
Well, Antoine, when you want to put that $1,000 up? Because, you know, Antoine talk, people talk, man. Marcus get on here, and he just go right fucking bananas.
Let me get up with Marcus and Gary and see what they want to do.
Wait, okay.
I said, can I get some time? Because remember, I told you, remember what we talked about when I called
exactly.
Who I lock in, you know what I mean? I told you that, but
yeah.
I'll talk to him. It ain't a big deal. Ain't a big deal.
Yeah, but see, that's the whole thing, man. You should have calmed his fucking jets because he come on here like gorilling me and you trap.
No.
Everything was cold, but he get on here, man, and everything fucking goes sideways, man. His fucking attitude.
Yeah,
good report.
So here's the thing
with me.
Okay.
He want to lock in $1,000. When do you want to lock in that $1,000?
Antoine, can you hear me?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, Marcus right there. Marcus
okay.
right there. There
so,
you go.
Okay, we got it. So listen. What I'm saying is, I don't understand why he keep talking about some other shit. I'm trying to get you
he
your fucking ass.
He who?
You,
no, he said he want to lock
Yo,
in. Yeah, when you want
you.
It to $1,000.
He
when
go
you
to
want
that stupid
it.
Shit. When somebody
no,
explain
no,
to him
what
I just
said. Yo, he's ready to go ahead and lock in. You tell him when you want the $1,000.
Let's lock. Listen, we can lock in the week before the race. $1,000 or $2,500 or better.
I thought you were locked in right now. Now it's a week before the race.
When I said, yo, I'll let you know next week. Now this motherfucker want to come.
No,
see how that bullshit is?
I answered until
next fucking Tuesday. Now he's talking about a week before the race. See, that's that bullshit in you, Marcus. And I thought you was better than that, man.
Kevin Hunt, I told you okay. That's what I told you. All the other muffins were talking. You didn't hear it.
No, you wouldn't
say
no okay.
Cool.
You said lock the fuck up now.
When I said lock in, I said, yo, I would let you know. Listen to me. When I said I'll let you know next Tuesday, you fucking climbed all over me like I said something wrong. Now you get on here and you said we can lock in a week before the race. Now what the fuck is the difference what I said that you said? Please, I'll wait.
Listen.
Okay. We're going to cut to the chase. I'm ready. I'm going to lock it in. $1,000 on now it's 25. It was $1,050, but now it's $1,000 on 25. Whatever.
Kevin.
Okay.
Kevin,
when
Kevin,
are we
Kevin,
gonna put
Kevin,
the money up? When
Kevin,
are we gonna put the money
Kevin,
up? Yeah.
Kevin. Look, first of all, Joe, I'm worried. If I can't talk to Kevin besides all the other shenanigans, then what the fuck is I on the phone for? This is what I'm saying. Is
you got
I don't
me?
Need, I don't need to talk.
You
to
got
me.
Him. You got him. Ain't
okay,
nobody
Kevin.
Else talking. Everybody
okay.
else still let him go ahead. Let them two call.
Kevin.
That's it. Done deal.
Kevin.
When do you want to lock
Kevin.
In $1,000? Yes.
Listen, you call Batman, right?
Oh,
I asked for him. I said this is what you didn't know when. Me and Antoine had a conversation. Antoine said the truck, and I said, I can't do the truck. Let me try Bam Bam. So he said he wasn't even sure at that time because Bam Bam was doing stuff. And I said, cool, we'll leave it alone. Then I hear you locked in, and now you jump on me like I did something fucking wrong. See, you don't know the conversation that Antoine and I had, which was cool. Then you get on here, man, and you do like you do. You just get right fucking ugly for no reason. And it's not even, this is the fucked up part of the game, man. You don't listen. But we were still on good terms. So now the question is, when do you want
to
lock the $1,000 in? Just let me know. When you want
to
lock the $1,000 in?
We can lock the $1,000 in the week of.
Okay, the week of, the week before the race. Okay, the week before the race. Okay, the week before the race, we'll lock that $1,000. Now it was 15, and you just back raised me. Now it's 25. So
Kevin,
now it's 2,500.
Kevin, I don't care if it's 15 or 25.
I'm just trying to explain me. When I'm speaking to Antoine again, I said the only reason I like $1,000 because we got to travel. He agreed. He said okay, and then
okay.
It was 1,500.
Okay.
Now you said 25. What's it going to be?
I don't give a goddamn what you keep talking about. What I'm saying is, I'm cool with that. 15,
okay, 2,500. 2,500. 1,000 on 25.
Okay,
we put the 1,000 up the week before the race.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this one question. Oh, I ain't finished yet. I got to ask him one question. How the fuck did you jump at me when I said I would let you know next week? And you fucking climbed all on my back, but now here it is. You want to tell me we can lock in the week before the race? Now, why did you
because
do that
you
shit?
Didn't wanna, did you want to lock in now? You didn't want to lock in now? You didn't want to do that.
I can lock in now. That's why I called you.
Now
I said, you know what? You sound serious. You, I tell you what. You want to lock that $1,000 in tomorrow?
You
want to lock that $1,000 in tomorrow?
You called your banker. Now you called your banker.
It don't matter who the fuck I called. I could have went to my Nike boss. Y'all don't know what the fuck goes on up in here. Regardless.
Nike. Listen.
Anyway, man, listen, you're getting off the subject, man. Since you tried to punk me, do you want to lock that $1,000 in tomorrow, or you want
to
wait till the week of the race, the week before the race? Whatever you say is your call.
Listen.
It's your call. Tomorrow or the week of the race? Let me know right now.
Listen. I can't talk. You keep talking. You're a big loud.
All you
got to
do is say the week before or tomorrow. That ain't take much.
You still got an amplifier on your goddamn mic. I can't talk.
Man, this motherfucker, boy, it's like pulling teeth.
So, do you want to talk or not?
Man, would you just answer the question? Because you got on here and you go
with
it.
Yeah, let me get ready. I got to open up a couple of mics.
All right, open up
a
mic, Joe, because I see where this shit
what
is.
What y'all
want to
do?
Bullshit.
Y'all going to lock in or y'all ain't going to lock in? Which one is
it? Joe, I asked the man.
Joe, listen,
I'm good with him. I'm good with
what
Joe.
He said.
I'm good with
what
if he
said.
Want to do it the week before the race or if he want to do that shit tomorrow. Since he got on here loud talking to motherfuckers, if he want to lock in tomorrow, I can do that.
Do you want to lock? Do you want to wait?
Listen, I want... Listen,
ask
I wouldn't give a damn if I got base.
There you go with your jokes, man. Stick to the program, man.
What you got there?
You're wasting time, man. You're wasting time.
You're
stick to the program.
Nigga, motherfucker. Fuck the time. Cut me off, y'all want to hear it. What
you
I'm
ain't talking
is,
about shit. You might as well. He don't want to lock in tomorrow, so we're going to leave it alone. We're going to lock in
all
the
right,
week before
wait,
the race.
We'll wait. Okay, you guys, hold on. Let me go ahead. Let me open up this mic.
Boy, he's beating his gums.
240
Like right
one
around here.
You're good.
Hold on, y'all.
Yeah, come on, y'all.
240-6753.
Get up over us, man. What's up with y'all? This CJ. Sit back and listen. All
right. Okay.
Beat those big lips of his.
201-9603. Your mic is open. 201-9603. Your mic is open.
You hot?
201-9603 last time. All right, I'm about to close that mic.
Fish lip mother.
All right, let me open up this next 443-2921. Your mic is open. 443-2921. Your mic is open.
I'm bad mouth bitches right now, by the way.
Yes. Okay, let me open up this mic. 757-3913, your mic is open.
Joe, this is Drew Brown. I was going to speak on the topic, but I'm going to be quiet for somebody to hop on my ass.
Hey, Mark Jackson, watch this. Where you at, Pink Lit? Where you at?
He listen, Anton. Go ahead, Antoine. He listen. Go ahead.
Hey, watch this. Hey, Fat Albert, watch this. Red Rock.
Fuck you,
bitch.
Up. Good work.
There you go. Now shut the fuck up. I ain't got to hear this shit no more.
Okay, hold on, you guys. Hold up. 434-1499. Your mic is open.
What's up?
Hello.
Yes. Yo, that's who I wanted you to bring on. Now, Antoine, I had my man
What's
come
up?
On here. Now, we'll take Buck and fuck ODB, Bigfoot, Bam Bam. Now, say something, bitch.
Red Rock, now. Close your
you
fucking mic. You weak
bitch.
That's all right. Listen. I'm not doing too much talking. I locked my three races in. I just didn't even lock them in this early. But I'm not worried about none of this shit. As of right now, I'm telling you, Red Rock, and shut the fuck up. You just worry about paying Punk out of Galat. How about that?
I bet I don't pay Nair Punk out. I bet you $100 I pay Nair Punk out.
Antoine, you crazy as shit.
How you going to pay for
Fat Albert, call a spade a spade. You always say a spade a spade. They jumping on Kevin. They say Kevin a run, but now...
I said we take the same identical type of car, maybe a different color.
Man, we're not interested in running you. What partner don't you get? We're not interested in running you. Red Fox.
It's not me.
Listen,
it's not me.
Listen,
Young Stang, the fucked up thing is, I asked homeboy, I'll let him know next fucking week. And that motherfucker went sideways for no fucking reason. Then tonight I said, fuck it. We can send that fucking money tomorrow. And now we can wait. Now all of a sudden we can wait a week before the race. And I find that to be bullshit.
Kevin Hunt.
That's the dumb shit they do with them young motherfuckers, man. Come on, man. That's the part of the fucked up the game. We talking about some fucked up shit in the game. Y'all just heard that shit for 20 minutes.
You old motherfucker.
You better hope you can reach my numbers, you bitch, you.
Yeah. I emphasize the bitch.
Hold on, you guys.
The Bama crew said
Hold on, let Buck talk. Buck, you want to hear Red Rock? Hey, Buck. That's all I wanted to hear. What's up?
Yes, sir.
No, ain't no, okay. Hey, Buck, what's up, man? This woman, boy.
What's going on?
So you teamed up with Young Thang?
Huh?
You teamed up with Young Thang?
What's that?
That's none of your business. You nosy motherfucker. That's none of your business.
Kevin. Come on, Kevin. Come on.
Him like he fucking with me.
Hey, Buck.
Yes, sir.
Big Buck, you teamed up with Young Stang.
Yo. Huh?
Did you teamed up with Young Stang?
Yeah, we have to help me out.
Hey, Marcus.
Okay.
Hold on, Marty. Now, Buck, how the hell you can be teamed up with Mark Jackson, but you want to be part of Bad Mouth Crew? Explain that.
Yeah, right. Look, I'm solo, and I ain't never asked to be a bad mouth girl. I can't drive fast enough. I can't cut a light, and my shit too slow for y'all, so I had to move on.
Marcus, you got to be more careful.
Hey, Buck, who just said that? Hassan?
Guess what? I was already careful. That's why I just caught it. I just caught what he just said. I was already careful. See, a motherfucker will fall for anything, but not me. But guess what? It's all good. Antoine, we just see what we said. We proved what we said was what it was. Some shaky shit going on, and that's what it is. I'm going on mute.
You sound mad. What I hear is they teaming up on bad mouth. Yes, it does stop a race.
You know why it stops a race?
The bad mouth got a team. Why can't we have a team?
Hold up. Hassan. You want me to tell you or what? This is why, because Buck and No Action Jackson were locked in. Now all of a sudden they partners. It's cool though. I don't give a fuck about either one of them. Fuck them.
Oh man, why you worry about
y'all? I'm gonna call bullshit on that. Y'all did the same thing with Bo-Walky though.
Well, who? Bo-Walky. Listen.
Bo-Walky, I got paid punk out. It don't matter.
Listen, you know why? Because we know the inside.
It's not the same.
We never bought no.
No, you're not going to overtalk me.
Listen.
Fat Albert.
Okay, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something real quick. Let me tell you something.
No,
I
ain't no hold.
When I say this, I'm done with
it. Somebody ask
okay,
my
listen.
Question.
No, I'm not. But listen, because we never loan nobody money, no type of money,
it
motherfucker.
That ain't got nothing to
and
do with the boys' world. Who cares
exactly.
about what happened?
Yeah.
That's the
yeah,
problem.
Okay. Hey, Antoine. Hey, Antoine, I'm gone, babe. I'm gone.
No, it's just a simple fact that you're trying to call a spade, and that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, the spade is spade is that the bitches.
Beat bad my food. I'm not understanding. No, no, man.
They got to do it.
That's
why,
just,
Hassan.
To
Hassan,
the
they got
to
do it.
The
but
the
motherfuckers
thing.
Play like they don't know each other. Motherfuckers play like they ain't never known each other before racing and all this other shit. And then you call a motherfucker
again,
a car.
Again, that
and
don't
this is
have
what it
nothing
is.
To do with nobody. That don't have nothing
oh,
to do
yeah,
with nobody.
Oh, yeah, it do. Yeah, it do. You know
well,
why?
I do.
You know why I do? Hold on. Let me tell you why
that's
I do. Because when you have conversations with a man to man or a situation about a motherfucker and they say they don't know about them and then now all of a sudden they teams yeah okay but guess what
well,
I don't give a fuck about neither one of them fuck them
that's what you call that
that's
crazy
what,
like, y'all,
I don't give a fuck about neither one of them I don't give a fuck about neither one of them it just I don't give a fuck about neither one of them fuck them
you
there
gonna
you.
Cry Marcus you gonna cry Marcus Marcus you
never
cry?
Never in life. Hey, Zeus, listen, Zeus, goddamn, you keep talking.
You
keep talking. Listen.
Zeus, y'all crazy.
Well, I tell you what, y'all go ahead and have a conversation. I'm gone. Y'all have a conversation.
Don't get the fuck off of here.
See, do you see any way of getting out of racing? That's exactly the point. Me and Buck relationship ain't got nothing to do with why Buck on y'all ass. Me and Buck
exactly.
have
never
got nothing
our ass,
to do with y'all.
Bitch. We,
you won't go out there
Buck
now.
Can never
you
be
know
on
why
our
you
ass.
Won't go
we
out
own
there?
Buck.
You know why you won't go out there?
We
you
own
won't go
Buck.
Out there.
We own Buck.
I
right,
told
so
you
now.
Now you just said you want to race Kevin. Buck car.
How
can just like the car you talking about?
I don't give a fuck if he. I don't give a fuck if he set like Donald Trump. Motherfucking. And you too, you weak bitch. You
know
what I'm saying?
You're scared.
Y'all dumb bitches got on teams together after all that. Fuck you.
You scared of Buck. You scared.
Did you already got Buck? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Y'all got it. Just
yes.
take y'all foot out of it.
Yes.
The team ain't
yes.
already there. So that's why Buck pushed up on you because you already got them. I understand now.
Listen, Hassan, it's bigger than this, Hassan, is what I'm saying. It's bigger than this. But it's okay. But when a man give me his word and he turn around and lie, I take that shit personal.
Hey, Buck, what word did you give them, Buck? What they talking about? Hey, Buck, I think you were supposed to team up with them, Buck.
They what?
That's crazy. They want that crazy.
I filled out an application for Badmouth Crew and they denied me. Told me that I couldn't serve.
You lucky they denied you. You ain't missing nothing. And Marcus, go have a drink on me, Marcus, you tough talking little motherfucker, you.
hey, listen, Kevin Hunt. I went on because I was drinking water, right? But now you ready to make me get real savage because I'm ready goddamn to get in the liquor, and I don't want to do that because I've been driving.
Go ahead and do that. You ain't got nothing else to do.
Hey, Kevin. On this live show, I bet you that the bad mouth bitch is Duck Buck from the here on out.
Hassan, don't come the fuck back on here. Where the fuck is Zeus? I want to lock his bitch ass in. Let him duck this.
Oh, shit.
I'm sick of him.
Antoine,
you want to see him put on 302? Where's Zeus at? That motherfucker got the back tire Delmar. Come on with it. Fuck him.
Hey, Marcus.
Fuck him.
Marcus.
He got the back tire May 21st.
Don't you still got Buck money, yes or no?
I think we both even.
So that's why
Buck,
you turned the issue.
Hey, Buck. Hey, Buck. Listen. Hey, Buck.
I don't
care. Hey, Buck. This is what I'll ask you this. So you could put on record. You'll run Bam Bam. You'll run Bigfoot.
Who gives a fuck?
And ODB, right?
I bet you Buck won't say that. I bet you Buck won't say that.
I bet.
He'll run any one of them heads up on top. Any one of them.
Tell me that 10 times. I don't give a fuck
about Sweet.
Y'all
pick any one of them. Any one of them, Buck will run head the fuck up.
Tell him said 10 times. Who gives a fuck?
I bet you Buck won't say it.
But he with Mark Jackson, we not going to. Watch this, Marcus, though. What I'm getting ready to do. You know what, Buck? Fuck going with it. You come to Delmar, you run me from my house pot, I run you off the fucking trailer. Let's go.
Let's get it now. Let's get it locked down.
May 21st, let's go. Off the fucking trailer. Let's get
locked.
Yeah.
300 on 1,000.
Fuck it. Off the trailer at
Del
Mar. Let's go.
Hey, Buck. Buck,
off the trailer.
Two on two.
Come on, with it. Come on with it.
Lock it.
Fuck him.
300 on 1,000.
The first two down the trailer. Let's go.
Lock it.
Ain't nothing to talk about. I ain't scared, are you?
Lock it.
Fuck you.
Lock it. No, Buck. Two on two.
Sammy.
They gotta bet 2,000.
Shut the fuck up, Sammy.
They gotta bet 2,000.
Oh, I'm sticking there. I'm on this motherfucker. I'm on this motherfucker. All y'all weak bitches are all team together to fuck us up. Fuck y'all. 300,000, first two down the track. Let's go. Don't talk to me.
Two on two.
Three on
two. Antoine, officially, I'm not teamed up with them. So,
you're not there, but they know who the fuck I'm talking about. Fuck them. 300,000, first two down the track
on
May 21st.
Five on 15,
man, listen. 5 on 15, my ass off. I told you 300,000, so let's go. Pop will go. Let's go. First two down the track. Now talk to me.
First down the track.
First two down the track. Lock.
Alright, you know what? Hey, Buck, go ahead, fuck him. Yeah, fuck him. Fuck him.
You're driving, right?
I got balls. Fuck him.
Alright. Fuck
him. Take
somebody's
chair.
We don't care who drives. Fuck him, Buck. We don't care who drives.
Buck drives
versus
my special guest driver.
No, we don't give a fuck who drives. We don't give a fuck who drives.
Listen, I don't give a fuck.
Lock.
Fuck you. 300,000. It's locked.
We're going to send the money to Fat Albert tonight.
Man, I don't give a fuck. Listen, I don't give a fuck about your motor and his fucking car. Fuck both of y'all. I'm going to fuck y'all up, and I'm done with it. Now, watch this. You don't park the fucking bear, and you don't know what the fuck you got coming. Watch this.
Okay.
Shoot Scooby the boy.
Tonight. Your money up tonight.
That's what you get behind young.
What the fuck I put? Hey, Fat Albert. Now, tell me if I'm lying or anything. When I DP my races, do I or do I not put my money up?
We're not doing that no more.
Okay, watch this. So what's the difference between you putting your fucking money up with Jason Gray? Get the fuck out of here. I'm not
that's,
talking to you.
That was the term then.
Listen. Sit to the side. I'm talking to the head and not the fucking ass. He said it's not. There's nothing else to talk about.
Antoine, watch this.
Hey, Buck, this is your dude. Tell him to put the money up tonight since he want to talk to the head. Tell him to put it up tonight.
Hey, he ain't got to say shit. He's already said his lot. There ain't nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, he's good. Exactly. He can put his up there.
Exactly. He know I'm good for it.
Yeah,
exactly.
There you go.
I'll lock him with that.
Ain't shit to talk about.
Stop that shit.
We're gonna bust this shit up.
ODB, that bitch. And just know I don't give a fuck if you put Mark Jackson in that bitch. Fuck him.
Man,
nobody gives a fuck about grocery getter, man. You and your fake ass banana split car. We don't give a fuck about you neither.
Oh, I'm on your team, motherfucker.
Hello.
I'm on your team.
Hello.
I tell you what, son. I can't stand your weak ass. Pee Wee got the fucking break if his bitch ass come out there.
Hold on.
That's how much I give a fuck.
Oh, boy.
You ain't on my team. Now you come to the light. After I just called your weak ass out a while ago, I just told you he's gonna lock the fuck in. Now you wanna come.
Hold on. I'll check the back tire at Delmar on the 21st.
No, fuck that. You
hold on.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Hold on. 105. Lock the pot in.
Listen.
I'll take that.
Here we go again. Why the fuck am I gonna lock in 105? I've never in my life locked in a 105 pot, man. Let's make it make sense.
You call me out.
What the fuck does it matter, man? Every time I ever ran, we ever ran, you started 300,000. Man, you know what, Zeus? Bye, man. It's all right. Don't worry about it, Zeus. Don't worry about it, because I'm going to catch you. Don't worry about it. You keep that little brush bunny ass truck over there. I'm going to catch you. Don't worry about it.
Listen, I tell you what. I'll give you the fucking back tire. You lock in 105 at Delmar. No.
I'm still not 105, you dumb motherfucker. What the fuck am I worried about 105? I don't lock in 105.
You got the motherfucking back tire, no?
Shout out, you got in the DC.
You ain't hyping nobody up over here. You give me the back tire. You got the back tire.
Man, you just talking to talk. You talking to talk. You already know what it is. You already know what it is. I done called you out five fucking times, and now all of a sudden now you want to come to Delmar. Come on, man. Make it make fucking sense. I'm not locking this shit 105. Make it
make
sense. Come on, man. You sit here bluffing for the calls. You run these motherfuckers around all these past couple years, 103, 205. Now you got some balls to run for 105. Man, get the fuck out of my fucking face.
You
I'm back
about
on fucking
the wrong people. You want to race or not?
I'm back on fucking you, man. I'm back on fucking
you. You got the back tire.
Man,
you got the back
fuck the back tire. Fuck the back
right,
tire. You lock that bitch
for
300,000.
Right,
I'll lock your ass in right now.
I don't wait for 1,000. I'm not coming down every car.
You don't motherfucking lock. Man, I'm back on you, man.
It cost me $1,000 to get down there, dummy. That's fact. Hey, dude, what's going on, dude?
Get it out of Freddy's pocket. If it cost you $1,000 to get down here.
Then you go worry about somebody else.
No, I'm not worried about nobody else. You the one made the simple fact.
Hey, Marcus, now watch this. Make it make sense. He locked Drew Brown for 300,000, but he can't lock me for 300,000. I'm on fucking you.
Hey,
I'm back on fucking you.
Hey, Antoine, he went to Carolina.
It's two different numbers, too.
Because you're
talking
two
different
numbers. I'm telling you,
it's two different.
That's why
I got the TV up.
Hey, you got that camera up here, motherfucker, in the back.
Now that y'all are quiet, let me say this. Hey, I can
smell
it. See why it is so hard to do one locking. I have never seen it why it's so hard to lock in one fucking race. If the people that own the car lock in, they probably would get done. But when you got 20 other people saying something, it's never going to get locked.
It's not even that, man. It's just so much. It's so much people trying to negotiate and stip this and stip that, Everybody scared to take a fucking race. People be like, well, what if I give you the back side of this track? Then the motherfucker come back and say, well, I'll give you 1-1 in Alaska. Like, it's just a whole bunch of that shit back and forth. That shit gay.
AKA Drew.
I'm talking about Gallant. And they got the back tire.
Listen to him. But he ran nobody. He ran nobody.
He said ran nobody.
I ain't never seen nobody that week in my life.
Well, it's a lot of fars on this bitch. A lot of fars on this motherfucker.
Put a name to it. Put a name to it.
Hey, I just texted the person and told him I need a BC powder.
Put a name to it. Who was funking the fake? Pump faking.
Mouth, bitches.
Kevin Hunt.
You telling a goddamn lie. I said, give me next Tuesday, and he hopped. I said, fuck it, we'll do it tonight, and now we got to wait till the week before. I don't want to hear that bullshit.
Why didn't you do it when I said it?
Because I don't have to. I don't work for you. I'm retired.
Okay.
I work at my pace.
Okay.
Hey, Kevin Hart, you heard what Marcus said. Marcus said he run his program. You run your program.
Yeah, I hear that all the time. Don't nobody tell me what to do. I run my program. So when a motherfucker do his way, he's wrong. Picture that.
Hassan, why are you always into shit though, Hassan?
I haven't been to the track in a while. Hassan, I hear the names and the manager and everybody. I can't wait to meet you brothers at Galah.
You see me good, man.
Alright, yeah, and tell that motherfucking mouthy ass Marcus to take a nap. Take a drink and a nap.
I'm going to your ass.
Hey, Antoine, are we still buddies?
Ass.
Can I still call you on the sidebar?
Nah, hell no.
Yeah,
hell
you,
no.
Good. You good.
Damn, I thought it was you going to
hell
no.
We already locked that race in.
Marcus Walker.
If he wanted that thousand, he talked bad about me. He wanted that $1,000. That $1,000 could have been up tomorrow. He told me now. He want to wait till the 8th.
No.
I don't know you, but he's a bluffer.
He's a bluffer?
Man, Zeus, are you serious? Zeus, really?
Oh, that was Zeus? Man, you gotta say who. I can't catch the voice. So, Zeus, that's what he do? That motherfucker?
He's a bluffer.
Okay.
Okay. Yep, he right.
He's a lip hustler?
Well, he did pull some funky shit tonight. I didn't see that in him.
You shut him down though with that $1,000 tonight though, right?
Well, that's what he asked for.
So what happened to you?
You dumb motherfucker.
But now it's the week before the race. Well, I said I'll let you know next week, and he told me to go get drunk.
Hey, Kevin Hart, understand? He used $1,000 at the bar, so you got to catch him tomorrow.
It's Kevin Hart,
not Hart.
Kevin Hart.
What was that, Fat Albert?
Mama, you call him Kevin Hart.
Because me and Fat Albert are going to have some history real soon.
Hey, Ward.
Yo.
Antoine, still over here? Antoine, what's the most you want to bet with me?
Carl on that.
Antoine.
If you ain't locking in, don't mention my name if you're not locking the fuck in. I don't want to hear the dumb shit. I told you what it was, man, listen. Come back on me, man.
What's the most you want to bet me, though? What's the most? You called me out.
I bet you $3 in a cheeseburger, you ugly motherfucker. That's what you want to know.
You want a toothbrush.
God
want a
damn.
Toothbrush and some toilet paper. That's what you want, motherfucker.
God damn. I done told you out multiple fucking times, multiple dates. You wasn't coming to Delmar. You wasn't coming to Fred Wilson Show. You wasn't coming here. You wasn't coming there. Then you show up to Delmar. Man, I ain't got time to keep playing cat and mouse games with you, man. It's simple. Either you want locking, you did. Hold on. I'm not done. Hold up. You didn't want lock in for MIR because I was trying to get you and CJ on the same day so I could be done with both of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't want lock in for that. Now I offer you the fucking back tie. Then you want to grow some balls to call me out. And you won't want me to call my five. Man, go back on.
Why
are you goddamn good devil egg in my motherfucker?
Why are you lying to these people? Why are you
Why do I have somebody in my instant? You can replay the fucking case and see I called you out. I asked you multiple times to come on MIR, and you said 105, and I told you off the rip. I don't want no racist in for that.
Rant.
Come on, man.
Antoine, what about the most money Antoine, you bet?
I tell you what.
What about him saying that he wasn't going to North or South, but he was going to Summit?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. Listen, how much do I want back? $300. There you go. Since you want to race all these things, run me for that.
That means you don't want to race. If it costs me $1,000,
I told you multiple times I'll run you for $1,000.
It cost me $1,000 to get there, stupid.
Has it ever been an issue before when you ran for 500 coming to Del Mar? Why the fuck is
it
an issue now?
$1,000 to get there.
So when you ran for 500, I'm catching you in your shit. So when it costs you when you run for 500 at Del Mar, don't come to me and tell me you it cost you $1,000. Because I don't want to hear that shit.
You got to blame Bobby.
He ain't ran nobody at Del Mar. When did he ran anybody at Del Mar?
Hey, Zeus, when I see you at US 13, how much was your lock-in race down there when I saw you at US 13 with Buckwheat?
Nobody. Ain't run nobody.
Nobody won the race. Nobody raced me.
That's a lie.
Zeus called out Mellow Yellow, and Mellow Yellow was ducking him.
Man, you're
that's
a
lie.
Liar, man.
That is a lie, man.
Yeah, he did. He said he wanted to race after the shootout. Brandon, in a shootout. I ain't messing with you. That's when Fred and them was talking shit to Brandon and made them. That's when Fred crashed his car.
Oh, so how the fuck is that saying that the man that won't race with you is in a shootout, you dumb, retarded bitch?
But you called him out, though. I mean, I'm just saying.
Listen, y'all. That ain't what happened. When I came down there, they didn't have no cars down there, so they tried to get Mellow Yellow to race me. Those motherfuckers badmouth bitches.
Oh, because your ass said just the week before that you wasn't coming to fucking Delmar, man. Tell the fucking truth, man. You keep saying you wasn't supporting front of his fucking event. Come on, man. Make it make sense, man.
Why was your car there?
You just sat there and said on the fucking live feed that you wasn't bringing none of your shit to Delmar, man.
Why was your car there?
What the fuck you talking about? Do you publicly want me to tell you why? I'll publicly fucking tell you why. I'm gonna say it. I'm not doing that shit. That's why my shit wasn't there. Since you wanna know so much.
Listen,
come on, baby mama
is talking to you. Your baby mama told you to shut the fuck
my
up.
My baby mama ain't even on my fucking phone. So it doesn't matter. When you said on the fucking live feed that you was not bringing none of your fucking cars to Del Mar. So what the fuck we do? We didn't bring shit. And the whole time we've been sitting there trying to get you, you sitting back pedal. Come with it.
He's a fucking clown. He's a fucking clown.
Buckley was in US 13 last year.
Hassan,
until you get fucking oil pressure, shut the fuck up. Say to your mind like a little girl with a
G-string. Nobody in US 13 wanted to run Zeus. Nobody didn't want to run Zeus in US 13.
That's a motherfucking lie. You had Lisa. Stop lying. You had Lisa Ray right there. He didn't buck you. Mellow Yellow would have ran dick up in him and turned into the fucking sideways. It was more than one fucking car there that he was going to, but he picked and chose was the run. He didn't know what the fuck he's doing. That's that buddy-buddy shit.
Fine.
Tyon, intervene.
Now y'all see what's wrong with grudge racing.
No, you was wrong with grudge racing.
Now you know what
retired,
I know.
You retired 10 years ago, and bitch, now your bald head, scap head motherfucker trying to come back and kick my ass.
You're right. That's wrong with grudge racing. Now y'all see what's wrong with grudge racing.
Hey, slip, bitch.
Good show, Joe. You need to go get a hair. It ain't a good show. The show's not over with. You need to go get a fucking hair to your skull head, bitch. I'm the motherfucker.
Now y'all see what's wrong with
grudge racing.
What's that shit that be on the commercial when you spray that black shit in the balls back?
Blackanese. When your balls
fight. Rogaine.
It's called Rogaine. He need that.
Absolutely. I got all the Rogaine and all that. But this is exactly what's wrong with grudge racing. Because you bitches that can't compete want to be relevant and y'all can't come fucking compete. And let me ask you a question. Anybody that just... Hold on. Wait. Yeah. How you do. Any one of y'all that said something, can y'all beat me? No. All right, then. My next point. That's my new movement. None of y'all
good
that
report.
Saying something could beat me. None of y'all saying something
Man,
could beat me.
You ain't done
before,
nothing.
Before, now,
you
or then.
This.
Before then, now, or coming. None of y'all talking could beat me. None of y'all. Not one.
Beat me.
So everything y'all saying don't matter because y'all can't beat
you
me.
You right. You right. Go get your hair done.
Good report.
Look at him.
All right. Marcus, you got that drink yet?
Hey, I'm just asking the fans in the back, all the way in the back. Did Jason Gray get locked in?
Call him on the phone.
I was asking the fans all the way in the back, not y'all in the front.
Hassan, you should know. You talk to the man every fucking day, so is the fucking race locked?
Exactly.
Make it make sense, man. You ask the fucking questions that you know the answer to. You're the number one back when I'm calling everybody.
Antoine, we both. Don't even go there. We both.
Ain't no bullshit. Motherfuckers do call my phone and do send me text messages, yes. But you the first one that be calling motherfuckers. You the one blowing up fucking Mark Jackson phone. Now tell him about that.
Nigga, shut the fuck up. Ho. You the investigator of words, so shut the fuck up.
See, you don't like it.
The better question for all y'all that's speaking, all y'all that's speaking, do any of y'all want to put it up for him?
Man, shut the fuck up, man. Shut the fuck up, man. We already knew you was ready to rig the fucking race. Come on, man. Stop it. Come on, dog.
I what? Say that again?
You was going to rig the race.
Damn.
Uh-huh. Okay. Hey, Marcus, in your voice, huh, man? Huh, man?
I
you say?
Come on, man. Y'all can't spread no lies like that. That's crazy.
No?
Listen, it's not
huh?
a lie. Hold up. Who said that? I will get facts. I'm talking about the one that said it.
Man, how can you get facts when they haven't raced yet? How can you get facts when they haven't raced?
No,
who is that talking? Hassan, will you shut the fuck up? Let me talk to the person that's talking.
Hey, Mark, you got some dick honey on your lips.
How can you
I want to know who's talking. See what I mean, Antoine? I can't even have a conversation with the motherfucker that's talking in the background.
Hey, my man, don't you bitches got something to do on 302?
No, I want to expose some shit. That's what I want to expose.
Here we go.
Put an autopsy on your lips. See what's in them jokes.
Hey, listen. Hey, y'all have a good night because obviously a man can't stand up on his own and speak on the shit. That's what it is. Yeah.
Hey, Marcus, before you go, Marcus, just play a little bit about the rig situation. Talk about the rig situation. What's going on with that?
Well, Hassan?
The rig. You said the race was rigged, then you stopped. Finish what you were saying.
Yes. No, I never stopped. I try to talk to the person that said that I can't talk about something that I don't know, which I know for a fact. So I'm trying to figure out who the fuck was talking. That's what I'm trying to say.
He's snitching right now.
Okay.
I can't speak on that snitch word. Yeah, I feel some way about it, so I ain't talking about that part. Go ahead. Y'all do y'all think on that.
So, again, how can you know a fact when the race didn't go down yet?
Again, so who am I talking to right there? Who is that person talking
to? Does it make a difference really who you're talking to? It's a question.
Yes, it do, because I want to address that man. That's why I make a difference. So let's get to it. Let's
get to it, baby.
God damn.
The truth that came out, the race was rigged. Bam.
Hassan.
Make it make sense. How can the race
but
be rigged
they,
and it
they
didn't go down yet?
Listen,
Marcus said he got proof.
He tried to talk to the man.
Exactly. What I'm trying to say is the race didn't even happen.
Oh, yeah.
How can you say it's rigged?
It don't matter. But you ain't mad enough to say who it is, so fuck it. And I'm done with it.
Marcus said he got the truth and he's about to expose the truth.
Are you that fucking dumb?
Yet.
How can any truth come out when the race haven't happened?
Because
who the fuck is Marcus
Walker
talking about?
I don't know who I'm talking to because the motherfucker won't say who they is.
It don't matter who you're talking to.
Saying.
You made a statement.
Yes, it do. It doesn't matter because you run your motherfucking mouth.
Hey, Marcus, you made a statement. They're trying to figure out what you're talking about if it never happened, Marcus.
Hassan. For me making a statement, I stand behind it. But I'm trying to figure out who I'm talking to so I can prove them wrong.
Well, the person that's talking to Marcus, please tell him who you are so he can explain how he knows.
It's not who it is. It's just a question.
Hassan, they're not going to do it.
Motherfucker,
damn, man.
God damn. I mean, it's just a question. God
hey, listen.
Damn.
Okay, listen. Exactly. My point. That's my point. But listen. Hey, listen. Everybody have a good night. I'm up for kids stand behind what they're saying and put their name on
it. Put your bald head ass.
So fuck one out here, swelt lips.
And so again, I ask the question. Just because you say who it is, now you don't want to answer. I mean, it's self-explanatory, homie. I mean, I ain't got no hate against what you're saying, but you can't say the fact when nothing has went down yet.
Who am I talking to?
Yeah, you make sense, CJ.
How many times
I got to say my fucking name? God damn.
Exactly.
It's CJ, Marcus. It's CJ.
I said this shit 5 times.
I didn't hear a goddamn thing because I asked you 2-3 times.
It don't matter. Say your point.
And I said it over and over and over again.
I don't have to say a motherfucking thing. I say who am I talking to?
Okay, he said CJ, Marcus.
If we not going to know, Hassan, shut the fuck up because I didn't hear a goddamn thing. Let me say who he was. If he not going to say who he is,
Hold on, time out.
Antoine, you still on the phone?
Now he talking about Antoine. You're not talking to Antoine. You talking to me.
CJ, just say it again, CJ. Come on, man.
I've been saying it for the last 20 minutes, but like the dude Kevin Hunt said,
I've been saying the same thing for the last 20 minutes now, Marcus.
I said the same thing for the last 20 minutes. I answered all your questions.
I'm going
to break it down to you one more time. Are you listening?
Who am I talking to? All I need you to say what your name is.
Just say it, CJ.
I done said it 15 fucking times. CJ, God damn.
Hassan, he's trying to throw him off. Hassan, don't answer him no fucking more. He heard the man. You know why he's not gay.
You know what? His problem is he don't really want to say shit. That's why he keep asking.
No, right. That's why he
got
to keep asking who the fuck it is. That's why. He don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
It's crazy. Everybody else on the phone said, heard exactly who I am and what I said, but you steady acting the same shit.
Who is you?
Dude,
shut the fuck up. I'm back
on mute.
Exactly.
Yeah, right, okay. That shit gets punched in your fucking mouth by saying
that. You ain't locking in shit.
Hit me in my mouth. I wish either one of you would try it.
Ain't nobody going to invite me to no private parts. That's all I'm going to say.
Try it.
So if I heard what I heard,
God,
like I say, ain't nobody gonna invite me to no problem.
You heard what the fuck I said.
Long Island Joe, Fat Albert. Now this is just that. This is shit. I'm not gonna say nothing.
Listen. You heard what the fuck I said. DJ, DJ, any motherfucker. Yeah. It's just that.
Make sure you stand on it because guess what?
Man, listen. When you talk stupid, boy. Antoine, leave that shit alone.
Keep popping slick.
Listen, I just came back on here. I'm on the phone taking care of business. Mar, I just heard that last one. Mar, leave that shit be. Let that shit be, man.
Nah, it ain't none of that. I asked the question over and over again. He kept talking the same thing. Nobody's going to invite me to their dick. And then nobody's going to say nothing about it. So it is what it is.
This is why I can't deal with them. This is why I can't deal with them. Because the motherfuckers pop slick and they not vote that shit. I've seen it firsthand. But I'm done with it. I know what it is. Wait a second.
Well, why is y'all stating it there, though, man? It's crazy,
because
man. We can talk about racism.
I asked the man who he's talking about, and he wouldn't say who his name was. Like, come on, man. Like, we ain't got to do all that.
You're right.
You don't have to go through all that.
I need to make an
invite.
Y'all have a good night.
How can you speak on something that never happened? That's what you're saying. Answer that part.
You know why? Listen to me. I can tell you how, but I'm trying to figure out who I was talking to. I never heard whoever said that name. And you said it was CJ. I don't know who it was CJ and who it wasn't. So I want the man to identify himself for who he is so I know who I'm talking to. But what I can say is that Jason Gray himself told me what the fuck it was. Now, y'all take it for what it is.
Get your
damn
ass off
the phone.
God damn. Oh, shit.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Damn.
Jason Gray
himself
said it. Jason Gray himself said it to me.
Damn.
Done with it. Y'all have a good
night. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Jason Gray said the race was rigged in the ways. That's what Marcus said. Hey.
Marco,
man, this is too much.
Mark Jackson, I'm lying, I'm flying.
Where Mark Jackson at? He on here.
Jason Gray said Mark Jackson called him to rig the fucking race so they can get the best bets up on which side, and the other side gonna lose so they can win the money. Plain and simple. That's what it is. All right, baby, y'all have a good night.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Yes.
Damn.
Yes.
Shit.
Yes, I said it. Just like that. I said it.
Oh, that's why.
Mark.
I ain't going to say his name.
It don't matter. That's what it is. It don't matter what you said his name or not. That's what it is.
God damn.
Now,
that's crazy.
Exactly.
Hey, I gotta go live on that one. Shit.
Hey, Marcus.
Well,
Marcus.
I mean, if you can't, go live on it.
Hey, Marcus, can I ask
you a question? What's up, dude?
Is this the first time you snitched? This the first time you snitched or no?
Hey, Zeus, you know what? You a bitch. You know that? You a straight up bitch. You know that? Shit, you is. Because you're always popping off with that snitch shit.
Hey, I'm not thinking on that snitch worry. I don't like that shit. That's crazy.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is, we talking racism. Listen, that shit don't go no farther than anything. But when we talking racism, that's what the fuck it is.
Two things I hate. Snitches and child molesters. Those are two things I hate. I don't play them games.
I ain't never been either one of them, Hassan.
You know what?
I'm not even gonna go.
Never mind.
But Antoine, you know what I mean? Like, that's why I don't do this shit, man. Because I try to be cordial about the situation with certain people. But it always
Helps,
man.
Let's make it more professional. Stop using the word snitch. You trying to say, why are you bringing up that subject?
Somebody phone fucking up.
So you trying to tell me that back and forth shit between him and Jason was all for what? For fucking nothing?
It was all for who can bet the most money on which side that's gonna get paid on. That's what it was.
my nigga.
Mark Jackson.
Yo.
Hey, have a good night. That's what it was.
So, I mean, is this something true? I mean, you say something.
Nah, it's not true.
I mean, he can speak what he wants. Well, I tell you
but,
what.
But you know, this is the rivalry. This is the rivalry. This is the rivalry.
It's no
hope.
It's no rivalry.
Hold on, stop.
This is why I never said that.
This is why.
Fat Albert, listen to me. This is what's wrong with the game right now. It's too many motherfuckers that's trying to get back off of another motherfucker pocket, and they trying to goddamn hustle a motherfucker. That's what's wrong with the game. And that's right why I don't deal with certain motherfuckers, because shit like that, period. The man called me himself and told me what it was. Mark Jackson, you can say what the fuck you want. You can feel how you feel. But you called Jason himself, and a motherfucker, I stand behind it.
Okay.
I'm done with
all right.
It.
So what's wrong with racing is you inviting motherfuckers to your private part when you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Tricky Ricky, shut the fuck up, bitch.
Fat Albert.
This ain't no Tricky Ricky.
Fat Albert.
You just make sure you stand on what you say.
And I stand behind all that shit. I don't give a fuck what you motherfucker. Bitch.
Yeah,
I
Albert. He dumb as shit.
Let me speak now. This is what happened. You get when they can't compete, they try to find any reason not to race.
Now I'll go, but I said
I wouldn't do it because I didn't want to do that. That part is very true. What he said, but he wanna twist it. I was not the person asked to stage the race. Shut the fuck up. Y'all always want to fucking talk.
Go ahead, bitch. The truth of the matter is, and I'll put this on everything I love.
The reason is why there's no point. Because if he say, she said, the man would never admit it. The man thought I had Sammy's car. And he said, yo, I can't win. He said, but his exact words, he said, you could tell your side and I'll tell my side and we can split the pot. And then he went to the server factor as everybody tried to stage a race. And I said, I'm not with that shit, because I said, if that shit ever came out, they're going to trash my ass. No difference than when Hassan called me and said, Mark Jackson, you give me $2,000 and you go out there and you race Weeby and let me bet everybody on the side and I'm going to bet everybody and get the pay and you give me a couple hundred dollars.
I don't expect these men to own up to it.
Fred Albert, go ahead, U.S. Marshal, go ahead and put the cuffs on me. Say it. Hey,
I said I was gonna let Weeby win to make them bet.
Exactly.
Hold on. Let me say this. I cannot believe what I'm fucking hearing, man. Y'all trying to tell me y'all is fucking rigged.
Believe it, Fat Albert.
Y'all is fucking
believe
racist. Y'all are fucked
yes.
up. Y'all
yes.
are fucking really
yes.
racist.
Yes.
On,
yes.
People
yes.
out here.
Yes.
And y'all
yes.
fucking rigging racist.
Yes.
I'm exposed
yes.
all your lies.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Hey, Fat Albert. Hey, Fat Albert.
What's wrong with fucking drug
hey, Fat Albert. Fat Albert.
Exactly.
Y'all,
exactly.
Y'all
Fat Albert.
Hell you see.
All these fucking laughing and y'all fucking rigging racist.
Exactly. Exactly.
But hold on.
Let me ask you that. That shit is a joke.
If that shit is a joke and you're only joking, you don't even
joke
like that.
It's not a joke. It's not a joke.
The point. That shit's a bad lift.
It's not a joke. It's not a joke.
I've been
not a joke.
But I just
ain't my
business.
That shit real. Motherfuckers bringing it right.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go
this
with
shit
this
not
because
right, man.
I said this is what was said to me, and they said it to me, and I said, damn, think I'm I be, if we be beating me, they'll bet. But I said, nah, I'm not gonna go. Mm-hmm. I said, cause if anybody falls for it, but they asked me that, and I'm gonna tell you that. That's why I said I told them that.
Who?
I said,
who,
damn.
Man?
I said I
who,
can't
put
do that.
Name
I told
on
that.
It.
Who, I told everybody.
Put a name
that.
On it.
I told
what?
Everybody
who,
that.
Who? Put a name on it. Who
like
came
that?
To you?
Stop lying, bitch.
Hold up.
Stop
hold
lying.
Up.
Stop lying.
Hold
stop lying.
Who came to you?
Stop lying.
Who came to you?
Stop lying.
Hold on. I know goddamn well Antoine or nobody in the Bad Boat crew ever came to you about no rigging no motherfucking race. And you got to fuck
nobody, up. Nobody, the only person that ever came to me, the only person that ever came to me, the only person that ever came, listen.
Y'all, shut
hey,
up.
Kevin,
let
him
talk.
Hey, Fat Albert. I'm letting it know.
Talk.
I said I wasn't going to do that
talk,
because you don't do
talk,
something.
Talk.
Shut the fuck
talk,
up.
Talk. Bitch, talk.
If you shut the fuck up. If you shut the fuck up. I said I can never expose that. I can never expose that because all he's going to do is deny it. But I put that on my life. That's what he said to me. And I said, you know what? Nah, I'm not going to do that. Jason Gray said that. And I said, that's what made me say all his races that he got to get race of the year might have been rigged because all the races that he
get
won,
Jason Gray on the
whoever
phone.
Did that? Whoever did it? He's never going to admit it. He would never fucking admit it. He would never admit it. He would never fucking admit it.
I cannot believe
and
what I'm
only
fucking here. Oh, I'm getting them on the
phone. Hey, Hassan.
Yes.
Hassan, and you thought what I was saying, had some bullshit behind it, right? Now you can see.
Hassan, hold on.
Mark Jackson did
hold
agree.
Hold on. Jason Gray.
Yo.
Uh-oh. This Fat Albert, you on me and Long Island Joe show. And there's some shit that was said that got me fucking going crazy right now. Are you trying to tell me you and Mark Jackson had a thing going on where y'all was going to rig y'all race?
No.
Well, they, okay, that's why you on. Everybody said you and Mark had already came up with a plan to rig the race.
I didn't say this, but I'm going to ask you a question. You really going to sit here and say you didn't tell me when you found out that I had Sammy's car, that you said that I'll tell my people, you tell your people to bet, and we make the money on the side and split it?
No, I didn't say that. You said it.
You're a fucking
you
liar.
Said
oh!
You said
oh!
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 You said, I know anybody
oh
we can split the money.
Oh, my God.
Huh?
Oh, my
split
God.
The money with you. I don't even
you said what? You said what?
I said, I don't
Antoine,
even know.
Antoine,
you
listen, Antoine.
Hold on. You said what?
I said, why would I do something like that? I don't know you.
Man, get your line.
That's crazy.
Hey, yo, hold on. Hey, Fat Albert. Antoine. I don't expect you to be honest, but I didn't tell. Wait a minute. Before your man tried to come crazy, right? I didn't tell you that beforehand. I say if I expose that, he's not gonna admit it. But that's the reason why I say Jason Gray not gonna lock in. Tell to be honest. Could you be honest? Be a man. Did I not
tell
you?
I was gonna lock.
You did tell me. You did tell me. You did tell me that, Mark.
Antoine, did I not tell you?
Antoine,
stay out of it.
I don't know what's going on. But Mark did tell me. Yes, you did tell me that.
I did not call you. Okay, now ask Sammy and ask anybody else. I said, damn. I said, now that's. I said that's crazy. I said because if anybody else, that all his races he had that he won, how many of them he might have set up? Every last one.
That's the exact reason why I didn't say nothing.
Did you not call Sammy?
Did you not call Sammy and say you was not going to race the car? Yeah, I did not tell Sammy I wasn't running the car.
You're a fucking liar. Sammy, on the phone. Now ask Sammy. Did you not say you was going to race it? Because all your races, and I said his fans not going to go with it. I said because half of them probably you run fucking rig, and that's why I said I was going to your ass. And I said I did say that it wasn't for you. Originally you was bait, but I said because
every
you said you was gonna bet that money,
I
was gonna go to your ass.
Every conversation,
but the difference
of it
is you're not gonna
Sammy
own up to it because now that your man opened the door, you're not gonna own up to it. You're not gonna own up to it.
Yo, this is whatever this shit is worth, man. This is a bad look. Y'all should just drop this shit right now. But it ain't gonna get no better. No, no, really, man. Yo, this is a bad look on every which way, yo.
Shut the fuck up. It's not no drop.
Fuck you, man. I'm a grown man, man. This shit.
Something you know when you don't go nowhere is his word against that word. We need to leave this shit alone.
It doesn't matter though, because the truth will tell itself.
Do you know how this shit is going to hit the streets tomorrow?
It don't
this shit is going to be
matter.
This, this shit is going to be on every radio show from here to California.
I don't give a fuck. What I know about me, I will lose everything in my life. My word means everything in me.
Hold on.
He said, he asked me to tell my